The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
The quarterback. Two receivers lined up to the left, one to the right. There's a flanker lined up to the left behind the quarterback. He gives the ball. No, he doesn't. He doesn't get the ball. The receiver goes all the way over there to the left. Once the quarterback has the ball, he fakes to the left. No, he fakes to the right. He doesn't fake. He thinks about faking. He pretends to fake.
PFW in Progress with Red Kirsch.
It's not like you could use a shower. Oh, listen. You can think what you want about my personal hygiene, but please don't waste any water. That's bad policy.
Paul Perillo.
So that's what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.
And Andy. And Andy?
There, girl, you're seeing.
Seeing? I see a lot of girls. I see a lot of guys, too.
I think that's sexy. You ever been with a guy and a girl at the same time?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. The other night, I was with my mama and Coach Klein at the same time.
Andy Hart.
And I like Vicky, and she likes me back. And she showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
Eric Scalavino.
I want you to think about all those mean people. They're going to be your tackling fuel.
Tackling fuel.
We're going to use them to play football.
Tackling fuel.
For now, anyway.
Ooh, I'm a football player.
Coach, I'd like to tackle him right now,
please. Not yet. PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Oh, no! We suck again!
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Oh, I can tell it's going to be a good show, even though I have to leave at 2. But
it's going to make it a bad show.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. The gang's all here, and they just got back from the OTA today. So we're going to get right into that analysis and all their observations. And I hear there's some really, really interesting things to talk about. So we're going to do all that. Andy's here. Eric's still back from France. Paul's here. Kevin's in the booth. Pepe is doing the live tweeting. 1-800. No, we don't have a 1-800 number, right? That's my other job.
1-800-494-PATS if you'd like to order.
If you'd like to subscribe. Patriots, but 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. webradio@patriots.com is the email address. So, guys, I don't want to waste any time. You just came off the field doing interviews, but before that you were at practice. What did you see? Who did you see? Who didn't you see?
Well, first, we need to talk about the fact that the curse of PFW in Progress continues.
Yeah.
Markell Carter released, sent packing.
Yep.
Another
that
guy.
That doesn't mean he won't be back, though.
It sounded in his tweet like he wasn't coming back.
And they gave away his number.
I would say it means he won't be back.
You think so?
Why would you cut him?
Why would
right
you
now?
Cut him when
they
you didn't have to?
They cut guys. Well, they might be bringing guys in.
They have two open roster spots.
Right. They might be bringing guys in. More than two. They cut three guys.
Yeah, but
what the hell are we talking about?
Anyway, okay. Just go ahead.
Continue
there
with
are
the
always
news.
Guys available at this
continue
time.
Continue with the news, Andy.
Now, sure, they could sign Andre Carter, but there's no depth at that position as it is. There's low numbers. I don't see this as any sign that he's coming back.
All right, I don't want to get sidetracked. Keep going.
Okay, Bo Scaife was signed and is in horrible shape, was really struggling out on the field. The offense had to do a lot of penalty laps today. He could barely finish them. He was like 20 yards behind the group, leaning on his, talking to Jim Whalen, leaning on his knees.
And we're assuming that they just need tight ends at this point. They,
right.
Absolutely.
Well, I think it's becoming clearer and clearer. Daniel Fells could be another victim of the curse of PFW. He's not been seen out there, and they've been trying out tight ends. Dallas Clark, Bo Scaife, they signed a tight end. Starting to look like Daniel Fells must have something.
Yeah, they converted a defensive lineman to a tight end.
Yeah, there's something going on with Daniel Fells in terms of maybe not season ending, but certainly longer term.
And right. At this point, we've pretty much seen, I think, every single person, with the exception of Brian Waters, who's not here.
Who, unless we go to his living room,
but
we
all of
see.
The yeah. All of the injured players we've seen in some capacity, I would say, at this, with the exception of Daniel Fells. Can you think of another guy? I mean, Pryor has been out there a
yes,
little bit.
I've seen him.
You know, Slater, Spikes, Tracy White, those guys have all
Gronk,
been out there.
Gronk, Mankins, Vollmer.
Today, Mankins and Vollmer were out Vollmer there doing some conditioning stuff. I have not seen Daniel Fells at all in the three sessions that we were privy to.
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say he's got something mid-major going on with his physical health. But Joseph Addai was back on the field. The story of the day was lack of execution on offense and Bill and Brady chewing them out and penalty laps.
Penalty laps.
A double penalty lap. Just not happy.
This was which side of the ball?
Offense. Said.
Offense?
Yes.
Okay.
I know he has ears. They're under those headsets. I just don't know what he uses them for.
Well, I was watching a little
Fred
tennis.
Does a good job of trying
to... I was watching a little tennis!
I was trying to defend you there, Freddie. Yeah. Fred does a good job of setting the stage and getting everything...
And tuning out.
He has the emails ready. The phones are ringing off the hook. You know, he has everything all set to go. So sometimes he misses when we give him the information.
Yes. Other than that, Brad Herman, tight end, undrafted, was carted off. My view from afar was
very
he tore
early.
His Achilles, his left Achilles.
Right after stretching, too.
Yeah, he was in agony, and he was laying on the ground. They were working on the back of his left ankle calf area, and he was carted off. So, yeah.
Another tight end.
Another Iowa guy, too.
As long as Gronk and Hernandez are healthy for the
opening day, I couldn't care less.
Oh, yeah, obviously we're not... This is, but they need bodies for practice.
Oh, sure.
And Hernandez was not out there today, nor was Chad Ochocinco.
What's the deal with him?
He wasn't out there.
Any tweets clues to his whereabouts?
No, I have not seen any. You mean from him?
Yeah, from him.
No tweets from Ochocinco today. Very quiet on Twitter.
That's a bad sign.
Uh-oh.
He's never quiet for anything.
So he wasn't out at all.
Nothing.
Okay. Playing games like we like to do here on PFW in Progress, percentage of chance that's the last we've seen of him. They've cut him or plan on cutting him.
25. 50.
Fred?
60.
Wow.
Really? Like right now. I'm talking about right now.
Right now.
I would say, would you say 25?
Yeah.
26.
So here's why I'm.
I want to price it right.
Here's why I'm going 60.
25.1.
If you like the guy and you have respect for him, which Belichick does, and you really don't think he's going to make this team, I think now's the time you cut him, rather than wait.
Yeah.
I mean, because after this minicamp, nothing's happening until training camp. It's not like he's going to have another chance to get on the field before training camp. After this is over, these guys are gone.
And maybe, like me, Belichick had hope until last week he comes out and has to be told where to line up. And
right.
He just said, that's it. It's over. I there's no more hope.
Right.
Peace out.
Freddie, I agree with your theory 100%. I think if you felt all those things, he's not going to make it. And I do have some respect for this guy. I agree with you. My only sort of counter to that would be, I think Bill would look at it as, yeah, I don't think he's going to make it, but it makes no sense for me to get rid of this guy now. I could lose three wide receivers over the span of the next month, in various ways, and I might need him.
But he also might be able to pick up a guy just, in free agency that's just as good.
Then you can still do that.
Right.
If you lose a guy in the next month or so, and you have Ocho on your roster, you can still pick up a random free agent.
You're not going to lose anybody in the next month because they're not practicing. They're not doing
anything. There's minicamp next week.
We
saw a guy that we think got a significant injury this morning not doing anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it can happen. I mean, what's the guy's Hakeem Nicks broke his foot at OTAs. I mean, these things can happen, and you don't know when or how. I agree 100% with your rationale about Bill. If he knew for sure he wasn't going to make it, but I think Bill would look at it and say, it doesn't make any sense for me to let him go now when, me and Andy always, mock, depth in early June doesn't translate to depth in middle
true.
Of August. They might need him.
Well, they might need a receiver.
All right, Fred. Let's not make him out to be that he absolutely can't play the game.
I don't know about that. I mean,
all right, so you'd rather have Britt Davis, is what you're saying?
No,
or,
but
Mike Rourke.
Guys that name other guys that are out there in free agency. I mean, I don't know, but he might just think you couple the fact that he wants to give him a chance to hook on with another team, and I can do just as good with somebody else. So what you're saying, I agree with what you're saying.
I think
too.
If he felt he could do just as good with someone else, he'd sign someone else. They have roster spots. They would sign somebody.
Well,
if they thought there was someone available.
I wonder if they have their eyes on some other guys at other positions at this moment for those roster spots.
I think the Markell Carter thing is weird because I saw somebody tweet, is this just a numbers thing? They don't have numbers.
No.
They don't have depth there.
Our buddy Mike Reese reported this morning that the other Carter, Andre Carter, was seen. here at Foxborough yesterday.
And that makes sense if they're going to bring him in. But they have
but still, they have it's three not spots. Like it's right, not like right. they're the wide receiver position where they where right. they're overloaded with talent
and right. or Andre Carter bodies, is not doing anything right away. And he's still rehabbing.
And the other part of that is let's not think, you know, the strange part that to me is I find it hard to believe that Markell Carter was number 90. There's 90 guys on the roster, or 89 or whatever they were yesterday at this time.
Right.
I find it hard to believe he was 87.
Well, you know, it could be something else we have no idea about. Maybe he got in trouble.
The curse of PFW.
Maybe
he came on our radio show.
You know,
that's why Brady politely declined.
Right. Maybe, you know, you have no idea, but maybe you get an inkling of a guy who has a little bit of an injury, and it's like, you know what? Before he that injury gets a little bit more serious and we're forced to put him on a list, let's get rid of him.
It's just weird. I mean, they paid him more last year because they liked him.
Yeah, it is weird.
It seems like he
so it might be up. Something having nothing to do with, you know, playing. It could be something else that we have no idea about.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, I agree, Fred.
The free agent list, you were saying they might bring in a guy off free agency at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
Not very deep looking at it right now. Roy Williams, Rashid Davis, Braylon Edwards. That's about the highlight of the list.
They're not bringing in Roy Williams or
Mike Sims Walker.
What about T.O.? We replaced Moss with Ocho. Let's go right down the line and get T.O.
They're not bringing any of those people.
T.J. Hoshmazode.
Championship.
Yeah. They did work.
Put it on the board.
So that thing is absolutely...
T.J.
We'll just go with the...
Championship.
We'll go with a 17-slot receiver offense.
Well, I mean, if you had to choose between, assuming he's healthy, Hushman Sada or Ocho Cinco, who would you pick?
Ocho.
Really?
I would have until I knew Ocho can't even line up. I mean,
yeah.
I washed my hands of him last week when he couldn't. I mean, I had hope. I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. If you can't line up over a year into the system, sorry, got to go.
Well, we talked about guys doing laps, the offense doing laps, Ocho not being there, other guys being cut. What happened good today? Because this is sunshine.com.
Good today.
There was a really long, there was a deep pass from Brady to, I believe it was Julian Edelman. Very well run route. He got behind the defense. There was a safety and a corner on him. He had beaten them. Perfect throw by
Unfortunately,
Brady.
It was McCourty, and so that's a bad thing. No, I'm
looking. didn't see,
oh, I got
didn't
one.
See who the you cornerback know, was. 2-minute drill. Team, O versus D. Shane Vereen was the back behind Brady, which I think is a good sign of optimism. I mean, normally you'd think it's Danny Woodhead. I think that's
right.
And he threw his two first balls to Vereen on that series. But I think that's for people looking, you know, could Vereen be a dark horse, contributor,
right.
playmaker? I think that's something good to keep an eye on.
Was it situational? Do we know, like, if it was third and whatever?
No,
whatever?
Well, it was just the start of the two-minute drill.
But he was on plays. The whole drill. The
yep.
first two went to him.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would say the flip side of saying that the offense looked a little ragged today would be that the defense is probably a little bit more competitive. So that's a positive.
Yep.
I think the defense, I don't know any other way to say it other than to elicit the Andy laugh, got their hands on a lot of balls.
Right.
In the passing game.
Okay.
They did. I thought they were competitive today in the secondary. We saw a guy, McCourty, Arrington, and Dowling appeared to be with a group at the beginning of that two-minute drill. The corners, and then, you know, what is it, Chung and Gregory we saw,
How many
Andy?
Cookies you having?
Yeah, I mean, according to Field Yates of ESPN Boston, that's who he's projecting as your basically five starters when you go to nickel.
Using his scouting eye.
Let's make that the last time that we use any projections from.
Okay, well, he had a story on ESPN Boston where he kind of ran down the defensive backfield and basically said it would be Dowling, McCourty, and Arrington as your corners, and Chung and Gregory as your safety.
Captain Obvious we strikes again.
And we said that on Tuesday as well.
It's kind of obvious.
You know, so.
Anybody outside of that is a dark horse.
Yep.
I mean, I guess the only guy you'd really consider a candidate would be Barrett because he started early last year. But those were your starters for last year and a guy you paid to be a starter.
I'm projecting Brady as the starting quarterback.
Wow. Going out on a limb, Paul Perillo.
Snap. There goes the limb.
How was Josh McDaniels? Wow. Active?
A little perturbed at times.
Really?
Heard him quite a bit today.
Well, because the offense sucked. And when Bill is there, kind of not looking over your shoulder, but acknowledging how sucky the offense is by dropping F-bomb after F-bomb,
mm-hmm.
I got to think as the coordinator, you're not feeling all that comfortable.
I know it's really hard, but do we have any idea, like, what was going wrong?
Substitution.
Okay.
Substitution. They were behind. Then he made a move to the sideline and substitute, like, we're substituting an effing game and get it right this time and all that kind
of
stuff.
So that's a coaching thing. That is a coaching thing, right?
Well, I would just say if you're the coordinator,
right,
and the offense doesn't look too coordinated, you shouldn't be feeling too comfortable, regardless of your resume or anything. And Bill was not happy.
Okay.
Not happy. Practice ran long, I believe, because of it. Paul, you were kind of keeping an eye on the time. I didn't have a watch.
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
So, the offense, not a good day. Brady's yelling at some people. It's not a good day all around for the offense.
How did the defensive rookies look? Hightower and Jones, to be specific.
Jones, I thought, looked good. From what I saw, a lot of similarities in the Beckett-Jones role. I see different groups. And Jones seems to be on the right side a lot, standing on 2 feet a lot, rushing. I saw him drop once. I saw Beckett do that. It's intriguing. I mean, who knows? They're not doing anything. But if you're looking for a guy coming off that edge, he's been on that edge a lot and getting a lot of reps. And Beckett, I saw slide inside in some sub defenses. Looked like he was kind of in the A gap, maybe a sub rusher. That's an interesting thing, I think, for kind of an undersized guy. And then I also saw something else that I'm forgetting that was really interesting.
Special teams?
I did a lot of kick return work today.
Who did?
Again,
Patriots.
Yeah.
Oh, a sub defense. When they went to a dime defense, I think it was a nickel or a dime defense. Fred, it's a soap opera. Can you just pay attention to football?
I'm listening.
You're only here for a half a show, and you can't even pay attention for a half a show?
All right.
When they went to a sub-defense,
trying to get his feet.
Marcus Forston and not Steve Francis. What's the Francis kid's name?
Justin.
Justin Francis were on the line with Vince Wilfork, two undrafted guys, which I Vince Wilfork's with them. That's interesting.
I told you, Justin Francis was the guy I sort of attached myself to based solely on resume. On paper, what he's done, what he looks to...
Because he goes to Rutgers, and all Rutgers guys makes the NFL, Bill says.
Yeah, I mean, it's up there with Miami and you know,
did
USC.
You guys see Jeremy Ebert out there? There was a little
probably
bit of
should have mentioned that right off the top.
A little bit
good
of a
job,
hubbub
Eric.
There, too, because his class hasn't graduated yet. And there was a little speculation as to why is he here when his class hasn't graduated because of that whole weird NCAA ruling.
Maybe he quit school.
Week to go, I'm done.
I don't think that even works. I don't think the team is allowed to do that. You could quit all you want. You can't come
into
school.
It's not about the kid himself walking through graduation.
Right. It's about the class. It's
the
team.
It's to prevent
and everything.
That. Yeah, it's to try to entice the kid to stay in school. That's why they put that rule in.
Oh.
Seniors to stay and graduate and finish up their class.
He must have got an early graduation or finished whatever he had to do.
And that's interesting. Is there any chance that Ohio State dumped that because of? On some minor level seen as like a detriment to the player.
Could be.
And in these high class recruiting, that little teeny bit could be a major thing.
Can he practice between when he finishes his last final and when he walks at graduation?
I don't believe
because he's done with school. But
yeah,
he
I don't
hasn't
believe so.
Yet
it's when your class graduates.
It's a ridiculously antiquated rule.
It's foolish, but
if you ask me.
I don't know if it really helps to do what it is intended to do, though. I don't know how.
Oh, I'm sure it does. And I think, I mean, I'm guessing the idea is to have a guy not blow it, just flat out, you know, I'm not going to take my finals. You know, he's right at the end.
Yeah, no, I'm sure that's the reason why they did it.
But I don't think anybody would do that. I think the guys that are going to do that did that halfway through their senior season.
The least of their problems academically is what happened, you know, between the time that they got drafted and graduated. By that time, the horses left the barn, as Bill would say.
All right, so after practice, you guys went to the field and talked to who?
I talked to Gerard Mayo, Dan Conley, Jabbar Gaffney was out there. Paul spoke with him. Eric Catani was out there with Eric Scalavino.
Mm-hmm. And Zoltan Mesko.
Zoltan Mesko.
Who I did not talk to.
There was some talk about Zolioki. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, he's
Zolioki.
Doing some karaoke. Yeah.
To which it was suggested that Gerard Mayo should do Return of the Mac, and he'd never heard of that song, so I sang a little bit of it for him. Still doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But, no, there wasn't a lot out of those interviews that I...
We have audio of you singing that we could play?
I would assume
Patriots.com, yeah.
Yeah, anybody who was in there has it. Tom Curran had his mic right there.
You didn't have yours on?
Yeah, I did. I'm not going to give it to you. Because all I had was Return of the Mac. And he goes, you got any more? And I go, nope. I couldn't remember any other verse.
Gaffney, obviously happy to be back. Mm-hmm. Made a comment about sometimes...
Oh, Money was out there, too.
You know, I did not hear Gerard Warren speak
I talked
either.
To him. He didn't say much.
Chris Ferreira emails me and says, Gronk was at practice. I've got photos of him.
Thanks.
I don't know what that means.
It was already stated earlier.
What does that mean?
Very early in the show.
And Christian.
Did I mention the Dolphins were on Hard Knocks?
Chris with a T.
Good, Kevin. And a good job by you today having the foresight to know that it was 1 o'clock and you got the ordered the food early, so we were here ready to eat right off the go. Good job by you.
Or you forgot the show was at 1 and ordered it normal time. That's the answer, isn't it?
Interesting.
Yes, thank you. Worked perfectly.
Went off without a hitch.
Yep.
Interesting Instagram that just came from Chad Ochocinco at 1:10. Oh. It's like a it's like a crayon drawing of Chad with a shirt off, tattoos all over him, and it says more than football.
Huh. Wow. Hmm. Does that mean there's going to be less football in his future?
Can I up my percentage to 28%?
And then the subtitle says, quote, so much more than just the game.
Yeah, okay. Like knowing the playbook. Okay. Practice, which
I
you
might
can't
have to
do.
Jump up there.
It'll be very
bit.
Interesting to see if they, because I mean, I think I've stated this many. I don't think he'll be part of the team this year. I didn't think there was any chance, but it'd be interesting to see if Bill decides to cut ties sooner rather than later.
And then Jay writes in: several reporters tweeted that Belichick walked right into the Celtics locker room after the buzzer in Game 4, right along with the Celtics players, as if he were part of the team. What's the deal with that? Are he and Doc Rivers that tight? I know Doc addressed the Patriots in training camp a few years ago, and there was also the story about Ainge and Rivers meeting with Belichick before trading for Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett. Danny didn't deny this on EEI. He just talked around the question. Seems like an interesting relationship between the hierarchy of the two franchises.
Flash, you were shaking your
Matt,
head.
Matt, he walked
in. He walked in with he was sitting next to Steve Pagliuca the whole game, and when Pagliuca went back, he went back with him. Not after the buzzer. It was 5-10 minutes. It was when was that, press conferences were going
was
on.
Was that after he took the photo with all the cheerleaders? Because I saw that photo, too.
I'm not sure exactly what time he took that. So.
Well, it is interesting. You know, a lot of the Patriots have been going to the Celtics games, and I heard that Wilfork needed to get out early today because he's going to paint his face green for the game.
I would have gone belly there.
Yeah. He would need extra time.
There were a lot.
That was a good. It was a well thought out joke, but it's his belly that's large. So
Andy
would have
needed
extra
time to paint his head.
You were this close to a good one.
I mean, just off the top of my head, I mean, Falk, Gronk, Welker, Wilfork. But he was at the game. Patriots that were at the game.
So were 18 other thousand people. You're going
to
list him.
Kyle wants to know.
Those other guys were never members of the Patriots.
With Fells not being out there, does this mean, Andy, that he's no longer the best third tight end in football?
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's out for the season, he's not the best third tight end in football because he's not a third tight end. He's an IR.
Would he then be the best IR tight end?
No. Oh, tight end? I'd have to look at the... He won't be the best player on IR or hurt player. I mean,
no,
Terrell Suggs is already hurt.
IR tight end.
Oh, I'd have to look. I don't know.
And
so
Mike...
they're sticking with that, by the way. You see that, Baltimore? They're sticking with the idea of him playing.
Sure. I'm fine with it.
In
stick
2012.
With okay.
You think there's a chance?
Sure.
Yeah.
So if they want there to be a chance, there's a chance. You can force anything. You can rush anything you want. Will it be the best thing for the team and the player long term? I don't know.
When he plays four snaps and tears his Achilles again, it's not going to be a great decision.
If they decide he's playing, he's playing.
And Mike writes in, he's highly curious about the deep ball that Eric mentioned to from Brady Edelman because he loves Edelman. But he hasn't seemed to step up in the receiver role.
Yeah, and you know they're not wearing the practice jerseys with the big numbers. So at first we were kind of like, who was that? Who was the receiver? And upon closer inspection, it was Edelman. And yeah, he ran a deep route, got separation, perfect throw by Brady. It was in the teamwork, 11-on-11. So yeah, it was an actual play in a game. It would have gone for a touchdown. It's a great play.
And Brian wants to know: has any of us actually seen Andre Carter? The reports from yesterday, but we've seen him.
No, I saw Mike Reese's thing. Jeff Howe, our buddy from the Boston Herald, also said, according to a source, that he was here.
Said he was well ahead of his schedule for rehab, too.
Yeah, Howe said that he was here to visit with the medical people. So take that for what it's worth. I don't know. My guess is that if he re-signs, it's not going to be imminent. I think it'll be something down the road, and when he's ready to play.
I hope he signs today.
No, that's why I said my guess. I don't know.
Why do you?
I mean, obviously, all signs point to him signing quickly.
Why do you?
I mean,
think
they're releasing players. He was here, according to two different people. Signs would indicate that he's going to be signing.
Why are
quickly.
You guessing?
Because I just don't see him being healthy. Why sign a guy who's not healthy?
Get paid.
Well, that's why they. That's why he went to see the doctors to make that determination.
Yeah, but I don't think he's healthy enough
to
play.
He's not going
to
be healthy either way.
That's all I'm saying. I mean,
the only reason
he's kind of like the Terrell Suggs thing
we
just talked about. You can say he's healthy if you want, but
but
he's
for
not
him,
ready to play.
If he wants to be paid, maybe that's it.
Maybe he's saying, sign me now, not at all.
Right,
or I'm going to another team.
I can't imagine Bill falling for that.
Well, I can. Have you seen the lineup they have at outside linebacker?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty encouraged by it, to be honest with you.
Steven,
I am very excited about seeing some of these new guys and what they might be able to do and how Bill decides to utilize them.
Good word. Might.
Well, it's not a lock.
What are you, just Mr. Doomsday over there?
I'm just trying to prove a point here.
Stake
Frank.
Your reputation or stake anything on this guy is a very good starting defensive end, so it's outside linebacker. There's nobody I'd be able to do that with. I'd have to say I can't.
Okay.
I think Chandler Jones is going to be a good player. I don't know that it's going to be this year.
I can't argue with that I would want to, like, stake
my reputation
on
I don't think I want Jake Beckett on the field all the time. Well, I mean, that's what you're talking about.
But I'm encouraged by some of these newcomers, and I'm excited to see them play. I don't know how they're all going to fit in.
No, but
exactly
you said
what's going to happen.
You don't need whatever. However, this came up with Andre Carter.
I think Andre Carter is like a life or death like key to success. That's all.
Well, I don't know about key to success. He is light years the best player as soon as he signs. As soon as he finishes
healthy,
the R
healthy,
in Carter.
Right,
I don't think he's healthy.
But he doesn't have to be healthy right now. Why would he have to be healthy? We don't play any games in June, as Bill says.
No, but I think Paul's saying
I don't
once
think he'll be healthy when the season starts. Let's put it that way.
He may or may not be. But at whatever point he plays, I still believe he's the best defensive end outside linebacker that will be on the roster.
I mean, I would have a hard time arguing with that. I'm with you.
So that's why I think he says, Bill, sign me now or else I go elsewhere. Because I think Bill knows that, too.
And I think
and Bill
that
would
if,
want
if
him.
The doctors see, okay, the injury is at this stage now. It's absolutely progressing. We know the timetable. It's a good risk to sign him. I think they will.
Right. I mean, I don't know that it's a major injury, but I don't know that it's something that he's not expected to fully recover
from. Oh, no, I would expect him to recover from it. But
I think you want him.
In October, maybe? I don't know.
And that's fine. I don't care when he recovers.
But that's what
I'm putting
him
on the field. Well, if he says, sign me now or I'm going elsewhere.
I would let him go elsewhere.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I would.
So we can start Jake Beckett and, I mean, who?
I just don't want to lock myself into a roster spot. That's all.
Well, how are you locking yourself into a roster? You could cut him.
Well, you can always put him on PUP, right?
Right. PUP him, do whatever.
Well, then I lose him for 6 weeks.
Well, yeah,
sure.
But you're thinking that's going to happen anyway.
No, well, I don't know when he's going to be healthy, but when he's healthy, I want to be able to play.
Right, and I think that's why the doctors are involved, and I think they're going to tell Bill, do it.
And if he signs elsewhere, you lose him for 17 weeks.
Yeah, I just don't think he'll sign elsewhere. That's all.
Oh, typically how it works with them. Why? They hold guys over a barrel, and they luck out, and the guy's really over the barrel.
Because he's, what, 30, how much? 34, 35?
Mm. Yeah.
Coming off a major injury that the Patriots know about,
shape.
And other teams probably don't.
The most fit guy on the team.
Potentially. I just think the days of it's New England or anywhere, I got him by the cojones.
No, I didn't
say that.
Well,
if the Packers call and say, you know, you want to sign, Dom Capers says you want to play, we got a nice rotational role behind Matthews and somebody, I think he goes, got just as good a chance to win a Super Bowl
there. No, he needs a paycheck.
Right.
Right.
So, I think he has the leverage in this situation.
Steven Westford.
Now, I'm kind of with Paul. I don't think he's going to use it. I think he wants to be here. So
I think he wants to be here, but I also don't know if a lot of other teams would want to sign an injured guy
Fred
either.
Stops listening. Like, when you're
it's
actually
amazing.
Talking right to him
and you know what? You're actually talking about something of relevance.
Yes.
It's not like we're
talking
about
Veet.
You know, if it was like
he'd be listening.
I could see it.
If it was Veet or, you know, women's tennis, which he stopped to watch.
Why do you think
that's
I'm not
done.
Listening?
That's why.
Because you weren't.
Because I had to get my phone out of my pocket.
You can't do two
things. Because generally, after we describe what happened for 15 minutes in the Tom Brady press conference, and you say, was anybody at Brady?
I've been very,
I assume that you're not listening.
I've been very involved in this conversation. Eric hasn't said a word. You don't make fun of him.
Eric's participating.
I have participated. You haven't been listening. You haven't heard anything I've said.
Eric hasn't said a word in the last 2 years. So.
I know.
He brought up something
except
earlier
for that,
that
good
that
question
was
about, you know, is McCourty going to be better?
Or less. His greatest contribution ever to this show.
Oh, shut up, you.
It was.
The one horse race.
Shut up, you.
You said something that was of relevance today. I forget what it was now, but we should have mentioned it off the top.
Jeremy Ebert.
Yeah, there you go. Ebert. He's back.
Borderline relevant.
Steven Westford says the PFW in progress curse strikes again with Carter. Yeah, Andy mentioned that. I love your semi-regular segments now of player interviews, but please stop it. If you do continue to interview players on the show, please eliminate Brady, Gronkowski, Mayo, etc. from your PR requests.
Well, we already had Mayo. So if he breaks his leg, it's our fault.
right? So
I wouldn't go back.
Somebody else earlier in the week asked if we could interview Chad Ochocinco. So
somebody else
might
also
not be around long enough for
Serge.
Us to do so.
Sergio Brown was offered up that we should.
Can
interview
you imagine if we
I don't think we need to interview him.
If we had Ocho on though.
No, I can't.
It wouldn't be one of those five-minute interviews that we normally do.
Mike has just emailed, and I don't know if this is true. This is from an emailer, so I can't confirm this yet. Somebody should,
Andre
though.
Carter signed.
But in Ochocinco's Twitter profile, it no longer says receiver for the Patriots. I guess it used to.
Look that up, Flash.
Yeah, look that up, Flash.
But the thing we have to establish is, did it ever say that?
It did. It said wide receiver for the New England Patriots.
Okay, now let's see what it says, Pepe.
All right. I have is breaking news, 38 Studios files for
bankruptcy. Yeah, no longer says it. You say wide receiver for the New England Patriots, download Mad Chad, blah, blah, blah.
Now check
wide receiver from...
Check Wikipedia. See, no, I'm serious.
Is he that fast?
Well, I don't know. They often have it very quickly.
That's true.
Yeah, but that's because some jamoke listens to our show and says, I think he's cut it and updates it, even though it's not really necessarily true.
But this is this could be breaking news here.
Could be.
You know. Social media.
I'm gonna have to increase my percentage, Paul.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh no, Fred won. He said 60.
Did you say 60, Fred?
I did say 60. Yeah.
And you were 50.
So scary.
Still on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Still on here.
Okay. All right. Let's keep control
at
five.
Yeah.
On
keep that window open.
Yeah.
So what was his last tweet? The one with the picture?
It was an Instagram, actually.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a picture.
I'll bring it up and you can look at it on the screen.
My screen's not on today.
So are you okay, Andy? Are you mad? Are you okay? I don't know. You just seem very on edge.
Well, I'm mad that I ate that stupid bar that they included.
Oh, you ate that?
And it tastes literally like SHI.
The bar.
I mean, it's
wouldn't
like
it be funny
what are you
if it
about?
Was and they berries and nuts. They punked them.
Twigs and berries.
It's awful.
They put a candy bar in there?
Well, no, it looks like the other stuff. It's
I
like
get
candy
the
bar.
Beans
well, it looks like
the
a
Franks.
Big granola bar.
Yeah,
those
but
big,
with like sugar
does,
sprinkled on top, but it tastes like twigs. It's terrible. It has cranberries
well,
in it. Just like
those,
it might actually
have
be
one
healthy.
Of those cookies,
maybe it's a healthy thing.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't want it to be healthy.
No, I'm just saying.
I want it to taste good.
I don't want it to be
a pirate.
I don't want it to be healthy.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398. I can actually stay a little later now.
Is your meeting pushback?
So,
are you involved in the same meeting that I'm involved in?
No.
Oh, good.
So let's take a quick break, Kevin, and we'll be right back.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Transmission?
Root canal?
Central valve?
Towaway zone?
Obedience school? Set? Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Life is full of unexpected expenses.
Study abroad?
An exterminator?
Sleepaway camp?
Engaged?
He fractured what?
Pay for your mother's flight?
Yeah, why? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Bank of America can help you be ready for them.
Guitar?
Piano?
Tuba lessons?
Twins?
Did what on the new carpet?
Let Bank of America help you build a buffer. Regularly set aside money with automatic transfers from checking to savings. You choose how much money to move and how often.
She made nationals. Great. Where are nationals? Oh.
Automatic transfers to savings. One of the many ways Bank of America can help you stay on budget. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/solutions.
Honey, look, I bought a new vase.
Oops. Nice.
Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2010, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pabs! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pabs!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
PFW in Progress presents Car Shopping with Fred Kirsch.
You know, when I first got married, my wife's car, she had a Subaru Outback, okay? The woman across the street comes over and says, oh, you have a Subaru Outback. That's a lesbian car. And I'm up pruning the tree. I'm like, who asked you?
Never question the boss when it comes to cars.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I said that to her. Who asked you? But my point is, who cares? If lesbians have adopted the Subaru Outback, but I like a Subaru Outback, I don't care.
Because there's
only people like you that have hang-ups.
No.
Have a hang-up.
Nobody will ever tell Fred Kirsch or his wife what to drive. Now back to PFW in Progress.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. We're on the case. Pepe's on the case with the Chad Ochocinco. I guess his Twitter account used to say wide receiver for the New England Patriots and no longer does, and he wasn't seen at practice today. We could be making a mountain out of nothing, but who knows? Who knows, right?
Or we could be making a big thing out of a mole.
Look, listen, we sort of talked about it after the fact when the first OTA that we were allowed to watch, remember Anthony Gonzalez wasn't out there, and then, I don't know, 4 or 5 days later we got word that he was released, and we wondered, do you think he was already released the prior week? You know, and that, I think it's normal to wonder.
If and when the time comes that Ochocinco is officially gone, I'll be sad. I mean,
It didn't work. Yeah, because you wanted it to work out.
You know, you go back to the day that he was signed. I think that it might have been the highest traffic day on Patriots.com other than, you know, Super Bowl excluded in those times of the year. But
people thought he was going to be Randy Moss.
For any one day other than a Super Bowl day, that was the highest traffic day. And people were genuinely excited. I was too. You hope for the best. And throughout this whole thing, you kept hoping that, okay, this will be the week. This will be the week. How many times am I JetBlue player of the week that I choose him? I don't know. More than once.
Too many.
You know?
I do remember that, Freddie. Good stuff.
Well, you're not the only one. There were 68,000 of them every time he touched the ball out.
We all wanted him to succeed, not just because he was a Patriot, because he's just such a great guy and
absolutely
interesting.
Everybody was rooting. Everybody was rooting for him to
he's
do
a
something.
Great guy. Now that he was a Patriot, he was a waste of space.
I never said that.
But don't you think
you hated you hated everything he was about.
I didn't hate.
Yes,
I said. I said I'd rather have
you
focus
hated
on the
everything
football.
He was about because you hated everything he was about.
And that
about.
Means I hated him.
Yeah. If you hate everything somebody's about, then you hate them.
Listen, don't be a jerk. Okay?
If you hate,
I know you hate everything that a person's about, but you like them. Okay.
I hate everything they stand for.
I hate
but
my
I like
kid
them.
Doesn't do his homework. That doesn't mean I hate him.
I didn't say you hate everything.
It's the same damn thing.
No, actually it is.
Yeah, it is.
You hated everything about Chad Ochocinco.
Why don't you tighten your visor a little bit more?
Chad Ochocinco.
Your brain isn't working once again.
That's interesting for a guy who doesn't listen to anyone else speak.
What'd you find that from Bill Linkitis? Where the hell did you get that?
That doesn't even make any sense, so I'll just let that one percolate in the room for
a minute. If you knew Bill Linkitis, it does. Bill Linkitis has visors with the wig already sewn into it.
Do they even have visors in the 60s?
Oh, he's got them now.
Oh, my God.
All right. Jim in Pittsburgh writes it.
Anyway, they were rooting for him.
We all were rooting for him.
Yeah, when he became a Patriot.
Oh, God. I just love that I'm not involved in every one of them anymore. It used to just be me. Now it's Andy, too.
Jim in Pittsburgh. The only way you can fight with him is just scream right back at him. You can't, like, give him his due because he'll never shut up. Jim in Pittsburgh. Love the show.
Best.
Tuesday was awesome unless you're Sergio Brown. I was listening to... Right, he really got
killed.
That's
a good line.
Right. I was listening a couple shows back, and after the Veep reviews, Fred said, why don't we all of us try this together? Are you crazy? It's a trick. All this is part of a plot of Fred's. Hear me out. So you all get together and try this Veep thing. Fred thinks... Fred brings the kitchen timer and mysteriously sticks. Next thing you know, the heat becomes so intense you can't take it, and Fred says, follow me, and runs down the hall to the showers with a couple of inches of water on the floor, and Fred starts sliding around in his rear end with his feet in the air. With all that heat, it looks like a good idea, so you join him. All it takes is one person to walk in with an iPhone, and you'll be on the internet and never able to walk in the locker room again. Don't do it. On another note, what does Josh Miller have against the Patriots? Last I checked, that's what his only Super Bowl ring says. He's on the radio in Pittsburgh and takes a shot at the Patriots whenever he can.
Really?
He even said Big Ben is a better quarterback than Brady. I don't think even Ben believes that, so I guess he has no credibility anyway. Now, Josh
Miller. I hadn't heard that about Josh Miller.
I hadn't heard that either.
I've heard Josh Miller on a serious show, and he's pretty even keel. But maybe in Pittsburgh you might have to do that.
Are you thinking of... Wait, Josh Miller is on Sirius or Jim
Miller?
You're
talking about
Jim Miller. I'm sorry. I am thinking of Jim Miller.
Okay.
Josh Miller, the punter.
But I think this guy's talking about Josh Miller.
Josh Miller, the punter.
About Josh
who was
Miller.
From
He played with Pittsburgh before he came out.
Okay. And he did radio up here with Felger and was pretty good.
So I don't know from Josh
I just
Miller.
Hadn't heard that he was next. Because he always spoke very highly of his Patriots experiences.
Yeah.
You know,
you sure this isn't like
this could be
a shtick kind of thing? I'm in Pittsburgh, and
could
know,
be. Well, if he did say that he thinks Ben's a better quarterback,
that's
than
ridiculous.
Brady,
I'm sorry, but I don't trust Patriots fans. What they hear and what is said is
I
not
said
always the
if,
same.
If
Andy,
he
just
said
go
that.
With. You know what? I'm not buying that.
That
works for everything.
Because look, he may have said that Big Ben is better at breaking tackles and keeping plays alive than Tom Brady, and they took it as Big Ben's better than Brady. He said it
because they really think that Brady is better than Bennett at that stuff.
He was jumping today, Fred. Bill was throwing bags
Bill
at his
threw
feet.
A bag at his feet.
And Paul goes, I don't think jumping is a good way to go there. For Brady? Can you imagine Brady if he jumps up in the air in the middle of a game? He'll get killed.
Right.
Yeah, and if I'm Bill...
Not to mention, he won't jump
that's
over
not
the
exactly. I mean, I know what the drill is. I know what Bill's doing. That's I don't know. OTAs.
He loves that stuff, though.
Yeah, he does.
You can see like a little giddiness to him when he does that.
As I looked at Andy, I go, I don't think Eric Spoelstra would be doing something like that.
Yeah, that's
because
he's bowing down to the... Well,
did you know what Parcells...
I still can't take him seriously as a basketball coach.
Parcells used to, like, Matt Barr would line up in practice to do kicks in situations, so it's like, you know, fourth quarter, whatever. And Parcells would line himself up in the shadow, and he'd make sure his shadow went over the ball. And then, you know, Barr would move a little, and Parcells would move a little. He'd play this little game with Barr where his shadow would go over the ball.
Oh, I thought he walked up to him and said that he had his wife held hostage somewhere, you know, with a knife.
That's all Fred.
That's how you...
Because Bill does the squirt thing. He's been known to squirt.
They'll squirt the ball, try to get the ball wet when they're getting ready to hold it and snap it.
Matt Barr shouldn't have been moving.
His spot is his spot. Why was he moving?
Hey, I don't like Matt Barr anymore.
What do you got, Matty?
Well, he made a lot of good kicks.
I know, but with the pressure on the line, if there's a shadow, he's going to move.
He made a lot of good kicks with the pressure on.
It's not have been shadows.
Can we get an update from Matt?
Yeah.
Tweet from Shalise Manzi Young. Ari Ochocinco told he was at Gillette this morning, then left. Don't know more at this point.
Okay.
Can't be good if he left and wasn't here for team meetings that they have right after practice.
So that neither validates or invalidates what we've been talking about.
It's not good.
Yeah.
He was gone before meetings. Issue. Aren't meetings going on right now?
Well, all day. I'm sure they have pre-practice and post.
And he's not here. That can't be a good sign.
He might have been sick.
He had a personal issue.
Right, he could have been sick. Could have been a personal thing. You never know. You don't know.
Could have been cut.
You know, sick is, that's a perfect one. I mean, if he's sick, they probably, he comes in.
Get out of here.
And they say, get out of here. Don't get the rest of the team sick.
Exactly.
And he said, how do I get out of here?
Of course, the more than football tweet, though, is a little weird.
That ID key swipe thing doesn't work anymore. Do you guys know anything about that?
Well, Brady had to come in and show him where the exit door was.
Oh, good, Fred.
I think that's what you were getting at, right?
Yeah. Vince Wilfork had to leave early and paint his face.
It's not his face. It's big, Fred.
It's his stomach.
Still a lot of tension there.
Yeah, there is. There is.
There's going to be another fight going on later today. I know it.
There's your girl on TV.
I know. I like her. What are the?
She's got a jaw like a pit bull.
Yeah. Oh, it's you that called. I knew somebody called her a pit bull.
With the acorns in her mouth.
The only thing in her mouth.
He has to make a reference.
Oh, I know.
Nah, never mind.
Cleavage and Campbell.
Say what I was going to say.
The Ace Ticket Hotline is 508-298-0398. All the way from Glasgow is Ross, and he wants to talk to Eric. What do you got, Ross?
Why?
Ross.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Good, good, good.
To be honest, the Chad Ochocinco, it's just a question of time with that lad. He is gone. It doesn't matter if it's today or tomorrow or next week.
Right.
He's not making this team.
I agree with you, Ross.
Time.
Take my land.
Can you say one thing
he's
for me?
He's Irish, not Scottish.
Can you say feed your lawn, feed it for me?
That's Scottish.
Oh, well, that's what he sounds like.
Well, he's from Glasgow. Doesn't
feed your lawn,
Glasgow?
Feed it.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Lawn. Right?
Are you sure your name's not Scott?
I will do you a quote. I was listening back. I was on holiday last week.
Yeah.
So I was just catching up with some of the podcasts, and you were having that big chat about what winners were.
Yeah.
That ring a bell, yeah?
Yes, so, absolutely.
Making me think about Eric and his kind of eight-year dry spell.
Yeah.
Or alleged eight-year dry spell.
What? So, not confirmed.
Can't confirm.
All the time,
no,
Eric, that you're trying your best. Will you just say that you're doing your best?
Sure, doing my best. Yeah, okay.
Your best. Losers always whine about doing their best. Winners go home and the prom queen. Just bear that in mind, all right?
All right. Is that Sean Connery?
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
very good, Ross. Are you an actor?
No,
out
he's from Scotland, apparently.
No, I know, but do you act? Do you do performance?
No, I don't.
Oh, well,
what do you do?
I'm a doctor.
Are you a janitor?
You're a dancer?
A doctor.
Janitor on this.
Doctor.
A doctor. Adulterer? Does your wife know?
All right. Thanks, Ross.
Thanks, Ross.
No worries, boys.
Okay.
The janitor on The Simpsons, right? He rips his shirt off, and he's like Scottish.
Right.
Like that.
The janitor on The Simpsons.
Yes, he has a Scottish accent, Andy. Good.
No, because he goes, what do you do? And I said, he's a janitor. And these guys looked at me like I had 17 heads.
That's kind of a reference.
The janitor on The Simpsons.
The show that's been on for 27 years.
No,
is
I know, but
reference?
I don't know
that's
who
the only Scottish person you know. Oh, we can do Seinfeld references every freaking day, all show long, but we can't reference a show that's been on twice as long and is still on. Ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, the only Scottish person in the world is the janitor on Simpsons.
Didn't
I don't know of any
one.
Janitor on
yeah,
Simpsons.
Yeah, it's much. Everybody knows the. Can you say your lawn is Scots? A commercial that's been on for like 2 weeks.
I knew
weeks.
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
I did know about
you
that.
You did know about that.
The clowns of a feather flock together.
If you listened to the radio in the last, 3 months, you've heard it a million times.
Or if you've watched TV in, I don't know, the last 20 years, you've seen The Simpsons.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
I've seen The Simpsons. I've never seen a janitor.
Yeah.
I don't know who the janitor is.
Well, you two are morons.
And I'm not pretending that I watch every episode.
I don't watch every episode. I've probably seen 20 episodes ever.
I love it how Andy gets called out on something. He just goes ballistic. He can't handle it.
Well, I'm called out by morons.
He just can't handle it.
There's a lot of static going on between you two.
He can't handle it.
Really?
And that visor's getting tighter and tighter because his head's getting bigger and bigger. It's just
He's like the Hulk. You won't like him when he's mad.
Oh, my God.
That's what we used to say.
Andy Hart mad!
I don't like him when he's not mad, so don't you worry about it.
I'll tell you who I'll get mad.
Dan the Byman writes in, he's glad...
Eric, email for you.
He's glad to see Three Wise is gone. She's a bad video reporter.
That's not nice.
She just doesn't seem natural. Her predecessors
are much better.
I thought
you didn't read these emails. You skipped them last week.
She is kind of
cute. She was on the show.
but always gives you that annoying sister feeling when she talks. I did like her inappropriate act on PFW, though. See, there was something nice in there, so I wrote that. I read that.
You read that. Yeah.
After the 17 rip jobs.
Anyway, nothing much to talk about. One suggestion on the iPhone 4 app. The app always erases the existing content and tries to do refreshes.
Oh, good.
Can we not erase anything but keep pushing items down just like the iPhone Twitter app? Well, here's the problem with that, and I think it's improved. We get that feed from the NFL because we're all on the same content management system, and in the past they only allowed you a certain amount of items. We've doubled that. So there is more items available at any one time, but there is a limit, so that's the issue there. But we did double the amount. The NFL allowed us to double that. Also, he says, football question, what was our winning formula? Did I say formula in the wrong weird way? It sounded weird.
Not
formula?
Really. No.
I don't know.
No, you actually pronounced it correctly.
What was our winning
formula? For you, sounded strange.
Yeah, it sounded weird. What was our winning formula in the golden days, especially in the Super Bowl? Is it defense or offense? Brady would have made the perfect throw to Welker back then. I hope it's not a trend for him. What do you think?
It was talent on defense.
Consistent defense, timely offense.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Because
they were dominant on defense, and they were very good on offense, but not like now.
And the numbers that Brady have been putting up that we're associating him with, he didn't really start doing that until 07, right?
The video game numbers started in 07. He was very, very good, really, right after the first Super Bowl.
Efficient.
In 02, even though they didn't make the playoffs, he suddenly became a very yardage guy.
Which is really ironic that when he started putting up all of the ridiculous numbers, they haven't won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, the video game numbers came in 07 and beyond. But he was very, very good long before that. But the defense was, I thought, the strength of the team
from
03 and 04. I mean,
but
clearly
then ironically in 03, which was one of the more solid defenses, you get to the Super Bowl and it's the opposite of now.
Yeah.
The offense is prolific. They stutter in the Super Bowl. In 03, the defense gave up 30-plus points.
Yeah, there was two things in 03, I thought. Number one, I thought defensively they were a little bit fortunate. They had a ton, if you remember. They forced a ton of turnovers.
Yeah.
I think they had 29 picks alone or something like that. And the second thing is they got decimated in the playoffs that year and lost a lot of players actually in the Super Bowl. Eugene Wilson and Rodney Harrison, if you remember, Sean Mayer
was on the
look
field.
It up.
Yeah,
was on the field in the fourth quarter of that game
from Brown University.
Penn State.
Who am I thinking?
Sean Morey.
but yeah, they had some guys. They had some guys out of position in that Super Bowl, which was sort of because they played a good game.
But even that, the scoring came like it was like no scoring and then a bunch.
Yeah, there's no.
It's not like it
no
was,
score in the first quarter, remember, and then it was 14-10 at the half. And then it was a low-scoring third quarter and then a high-scoring fourth. It might have been no scoring in the third quarter,
too. I think
it was. And then a lot of scoring in the fourth. But
and
if
that's
you look,
even with a pick in the end zone by Brady.
The two previous playoff games, they were very good defensively. They allowed 14 against Tennessee and maybe 14 against Indy. I mean, they were good. All of a sudden, it just fell apart in the Super Bowl. They allowed 29.
Paul and I were talking about something earlier, and it's very, 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 very premature to discuss this. But last year's draft class is starting to look a little less impressive, and long-term could end up one of those, you got Solder, and, well, what else did you get that year? Because they've already cut Malcolm Williams, Lee Smith, now Markell Carter.
Although Malcolm Williams is back.
But he was cut.
You are correct. He was cut.
He's not going down the road of even Matthew Slater, who was never left and is a Pro Bowl special teamer. He's not going down that road.
Mm-mm.
And Rasai Dowling is a starter unless he's always hurt and not playing. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of question marks on all the picks that are either already been cut. Mallett has looked terrible in the first 3 weeks of OTAs.
Yeah, Ridley and Vereen with Dowling, I think, that can go either way.
Yeah. You could have a good core of, second, third round picks there.
But if those four pan out, then it's a good draft.
No, I know. But we already have reason to doubt a couple of them. The injuries for Dowling, the ball security.
That's
he
why
won't
it takes,
play.
What, 3-4 years?
He Ridley won't play if he becomes a fumble problem. That'll end his career.
No doubt.
So there's already a lot of question marks on a lot of picks there.
Yep. Let's see. Ping Pong writes in. Remember him?
I do.
Yeah.
What was it? Did he fight Eric? Did he want to fight Eric?
Is he the guy that challenged Eric to a fight?
I think so. He's like 12 and he wanted to fight Eric.
It might be.
And then we were like, oh, he's doing somebody on a ping pong table. Oh.
Might be. He said he did.
Remember this?
Yeah.
There was like a story. And I think he wanted to fight you.
Anyway, he says, do you
who doesn't?
Get in line.
From old to young, everybody wants to fight Eric.
Do you think there's any chance that Brady gets traded within the next 2 years?
No.
Belichick is not afraid to trade away stars, as we've seen with Richard Seymour. I think the Patriots could get a few first rounders for Brady.
There was nothing to that email, like, where you been?
Nope.
I haven't talked to you guys in 3 years.
Nope.
I don't think so. I don't
really?
I don't think there's a chance they're always trying to trade Brady. I also don't think they get a couple of first
round
picks.
No, I don't think they get a couple either. Not at this stage.
I think there's a chance.
Tyler,
right now,
there's always a team out there that'll do it. Oakland gave, what, 2, possibly 3 first-round picks for Carson Palmer?
Yeah.
That's Oakland, though. I don't.
But there's all. It only takes one.
That's his point. Just takes one.
They gave 3 first-round picks for Carson.
I don't see another team.
I think it was two and two,
right?
I think the third one. It was two first, a conditional first, and then a second.
Okay. I stand corrected. Because certainly
the conditional turned into a two.
If you got that for that jag, you're going to get. You're going to get a couple of first rounds.
A little different. I mean, that's the extreme. It's the guy who recruited him to USC. He calls him his son, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have to have somebody that close to Brady. But I still think there's a chance just because teams want to win that badly.
And by the way, it's not about that I don't think he's worth that, because I absolutely do. I think that if you look at some of these trade values, they've really dropped.
They have.
To me.
But if you're Jacksonville and we offered him this year, Tom Brady, you don't think that new owner would have given us 2 first-round?
I'm not sure.
No?
I'm not sure he would.
No? I think he's worth that. And if I were the Patriots, I wouldn't trade him for anything less than something like that. I wouldn't trade him. But
I just don't think he would get that offer.
I just look at some. There's some pretty good players that have been getting traded over the last one or 2 years. And, you know, they're like these mid-round picks, even late picks.
But quarterback's always
different.
Always.
Matt makes a good point with Carson Palmer.
Tyler from Georgia says, Adam Jones is reporting Ocho's account no longer says wide receiver for the New England Patriots. Andy Rant coming in 3-2.
Gee. Wonder where he heard that. Maybe he looked through the glass over here.
Somebody.
You thief. Hey, have some journalistic ethics, you.
He just caught my eye and he pointed back.
When are we going to do a crossover with them?
We'd have to figure out the technology.
Right? He'd probably get fired, too, if they let us
on their air. We could easily do that.
Yeah, but Mickey Mouse would kill
us. That, remember, we're dealing with Disney.
You're not allowed to say anything over there. Yeah. Anything. Like, if you say somebody sucked, you're in trouble over
really?
There.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. You can't say.
So,
I mean,
but by the way, we did get
that's Mickey Mouse over there in the other studio.
Literally.
You can't do
that. Don't they want listeners?
It's Mickey Mouse Radio, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Sorry, Adam, if you're going to steal our stuff
on a fledgling website.
Speaking of ESPN, Matt from Quincy says, I thought it was interesting that the NFLPA consolidated the lawsuits of Dave Duerson and Ray Easterling and are going after the NFL for promoting a culture of violence. I wonder if they are going to include ESPN in this suit somehow as a partner of the NFL. There's no question that ESPN promoted a culture of violence with features such as Jacked Up, or will the PA use this as a tool to keep ESPN in abeyance as they go forward? Let's face it, if they want to, the Players Association can make things very uncomfortable for ESPN unless ESPN is willing to slant their coverage the way they have in the past for guys like Brett Favre.
Wait a minute. The lawsuit is that you created a culture of violence?
The sport is
guilty as charged.
Yeah,
violent.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
And you knew what it was.
And we'd like you to throw this out immediately because it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that. I hope that's not what they're really arguing, because I think on some level they have legitimate complaints.
I got to tell you, I'm really
tired.
That
is not
that's
one of
not
them.
One of them. No,
I'm really tired of all that crap. I'm tired of the NFLPA, you know, putting a different lawsuit out there every day with a different statement. I'm tired of the NFL, you know, sort of countering all this stuff with, you know, the. We're all about player safety, and I'm tired of that whole storyline. I wish it would go. I know it's not going away, probably ever, but certainly not anytime soon.
It's almost like a political campaign.
It's exactly.
It really
right.
is.
It's don't you think it's getting
and
real
people
tiresome?
People aren't being served by it,
and I agree
the
with
people
Andy.
Who follow the NFL aren't being served by
well,
any of this.
Well, there's a lot of money at stake potentially, and so it's important to them. But the media. You know, we're involved. I wonder, though, if the average fan is even paying attention to any of this stuff.
Well, I think that's Andy's point about, you know, when you watch the NFL, and most people that watch it, that's what they like about the sport, is that, you know, you are going to get some semblance of violence. And you know, no one wants to see dirty plays, intentional injuries and stuff like that. But people that watch the game want to see the hits. They want to see these guys doing things that they can't do. And they want to see how tough everybody is, and how, you know, how Wes Welker gets up after that hit that Ryan Clark gave him on that Pittsburgh game, you know, several years ago. That's what people watch, and that's why they watch in a lot of cases. I'm tired of. Doesn't it seem like our inbox is flooded from the NFLPA all of a sudden the last two or three weeks?
Yeah.
With one argument, and then Greg Aiello has to come out with some ridiculously slanted, one-sided response
that
on behalf
is
of
nauseating.
The NFL.
Both sides is nauseating. That what is it, rhetoric?
Rhetoric. In Eric's analogy of a political argument is dead on.
And they're both just trying to win. They're not trying to do the right thing.
And again, you know, the reason why Greg Aiello feels, and the NFL feels, they have to issue that is, you know, to win in the court of public opinion.
Right. That's what Andy just said.
Point is, I don't think people care that much. The average fan. We do, because this is our lives and all that. But I don't think the average fan even knows Dave Duerson or Ray Easterling.
Well, they care when it affects the game. That's when they start to care. If it starts
the game. But until that point, this is just another lawsuit. You know, God knows how many are going on at this time that we don't know about.
Yeah, but they don't know who those guys are, but they know that guys are getting seriously hurt.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, just to say, they don't know who Dave Duerson or Easterling is, but they know guys are getting hurt. You know, whether or not they care about it, I don't know.
Dave writes in, where's Dave from, does he say? From Maine. He says, I can't say enough how great the show and paper is. Thanks for that. And, of course, if you want to subscribe, it's 1-800-494-PATS.
Of course.
Or, if you have an iPad, you can download Patriots Football Daily. That's the name of the app. Patriots Football Daily. He says, your insight and personalities top everyone else's. My personal favorites are the unsolicited Paul rants and the media and Fred's attempts to start an argument with Paul. Now the whole media tries to start arguments with Paul. I like that.
Just so you know, it doesn't take very much.
You should have heard him bitching today because somebody accidentally bumped him in like a gangbang.
There was no accident about it, just so you know.
You think somebody did it on purpose?
Yeah. I wish I knew who it was.
Some young guy comes up and bumped me.
Really? Wow.
The guy was just being a little bit rude, I thought. I don't know who it was, though, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would tell you, as you know.
You don't know who it was?
I don't know who it was.
But you know he was being rude.
He was. Well, I mean, I know rudeness when I see it. I look at it across the table every day.
So you saw the person doing it. You just don't know who the person was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
TV or print?
Was it a national guy that was
here? I think it was print, but I don't know for sure.
Oh. We'll have to find that out. Pepe, get on that.
how the hell is he going to do that?
Hold on. Let me look it up.
I'm not even sure I'd be able to tell you which one it was if I saw him now.
Look at the surveillance tape. We'll see who bumped Paul.
Surveillance tape?
Yeah, the eye in the sky sees everything.
I mean, it's supposed to be the eye in the sky.
Here's a game.
Doesn't lie.
Better chance to win MVP this season. Tom Brady or Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, or Peyton Manning, I believe he means. He just says Manning. Could be Eli. So better chance to win
MVP. Out of
those
four guys?
Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, or Manning.
I mean, I got to think the big three are equal.
Brees may not play.
I think he's going to play. Well, you know what? You're right, though, with their whole situation. Maybe
I think
that
they have
lowers
a snake bit in your ear there. So yeah, I would say it's Rodgers and Brady.
Rodgers and Brady, 50-50.
Okay, I'm going to say Brady.
Shocker. But what's the percentage?
Oh, he just says better chance.
110% for Fred. Brady wins.
Not a bad pick.
Better chance to be a better player on defense.
He's
Stephen Gregory or Brandon Spikes?
Brandon Spikes. Wait, what? No, does it mean better chance the person's going to be good or who has a higher ceiling?
What's the question? Read it again.
It just says better chance to, be a better player on defense. Stephen Gregory or Brandon Spikes? Who's the better defensive player this year between those two?
Spikes. I'm buying in this year.
I'd have to say Spikes, too.
But I'll say Gregory,
but not because I don't think I think Gregory's a better player than Spikes. I don't. But I'm not relying on Spikes.
Okay.
You hate him.
Same question, Gerard Mayo or
Vince
Wilfork? I feel
the same way the coaching staff does.
What?
Same question, Gerard Mayo or Vince Wilfork? Better defensive player this year?
Wilfork.
Okay.
Mayo is what he is. I'm not counting on the year 5 jump.
I'm going to say Mayo. More mentions by Fred, Eugene Chung or Patrick Chung?
Eugene.
Definitely.
More catches, Hernandez or Gronk?
Gronk.
That's a good one. I'm going Hernandez.
I would say Hernandez, I think.
Okay.
Gronk.
Gronk.
Win the AFC, Patriots or the rest of the field? Better chance.
The field.
I'm going to go with the field and just take the odds.
Patriots. Win the Super Bowl, Patriots or the field?
Well, since I took the field.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a good game. Thanks, Dave.
That was a good game.
Except for Fred, who just goes Patriots. Brady, Patriots.
Sorry if I sided with the team. That's really good.
Notice I don't believe he answered the ones where he couldn't just say Brady or Patriots.
So you don't think much of the Patriots then because they just beat up on teams that aren't very good.
The
field doesn't involve any teams that are any good, according to you.
Patriots are the best of them.
So wait, you didn't answer Spikes and Gregory.
I did. I said Spikes.
Okay, and what was the other one?
I don't know.
Will Fork Mayo.
I said Mayo.
You think Mayo's a better player?
He did say Mayo.
I said he's going to be a better player this year. This year.
This year.
Over the career, Will Fork, you can't argue. Let's see. Andre from...
Carter?
Panama City.
Oh.
Last show, someone emailed something about the zombie attack in Miami and compared him with Andy or something like that. Really, what do you think about all that stuff? The guy had to be shot 4 times in order for him to stop eating the other man's face. I heard there were also other cases where a guy cut his own stomach out and threw his organs at a police officer. This world is getting effing sick.
I assume drugs are related.
It's called
right?
meth.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, it's the angel dust, right?
It was bad PCP. Yes. Yeah. There's a drug called bad PCP.
Oh, yeah.
Evidently, that's what he had.
It's called
bad PCP? Bad PCP. I don't know anything about
it. It just makes you go nuts.
But I
just so why would you take
reading
it?
Yeah. Reports.
Huh?
Why would you take it?
What, you don't want to pull your intestines out and throw them at somebody?
Yeah, if it's known as bad PCP, like at least the other drugs, there's a chance you just have a good hit or whatever.
If I misunderstood that, someone I'm sure will correct me, you know, some of our more, astute drug users out there.
Progressive listeners. Brooklyn, you're on line one. Brooklyn, you're on!
The way I read it, it was the name, like the drug itself was known as...
Big B, not little B?
Bad PCP, not a bad dose of PCP.
Hmm. You're our drug expert, I mean... Closest thing we got coming from Everett.
I'm not the guy for you, though. I never did any, unfortunately. Should have tried. You know what? I look back on that with regret.
You know what? Boy. I wouldn't, don't mess around. Don't start with, pot now if you want to. Just go right to bad PCP. See what happens. Yeah.
I'll eat your face.
It's true.
It's a bad. Big meal. Brett in Illinois. So
your shoulders will be the second course.
You know, the cannibal that wouldn't eat the comedian, right?
Right.
Tasted funny.
Who told you that, Will?
Brett in Illinois says, I was listening to your last...
No, he painted his face.
I was listening to your last show, but I was not listening live, so I had to wait until today. Hearing you guys talk about officials is like Andy talking about the comfort of wearing a bra or weight. I mean Eric, so that does not work either, but you get my point. Those who have never put on the striped
no,
shirt
don't.
On
wait,
the
wait,
football
wait.
Field.
I don't get the point.
You've never worn a bra, so you don't know what the comfort is.
I love this. Those who have never put on the stripes, worn the stripes. But
those who have never put on the striped shirt on the football field should not try to cast stones. I want to fill you guys in on the time that officials can spend working on their game and reviewing
you may
tape.
Match, Eric.
Not at the NFL level, but at the high school and college level.
Yeah, that's the same.
I am a varsity high school official in Illinois, and I can tell you that I work on tape review at least 12 to 16 hours a week in the 2 months prior to the season and then during the season as well. I also work on rules review and situation play study throughout the season. Now, this is for high school level officiating. If I average it out over the year, I would say that I spend about 10 hours a week on rules review and case plays in my game film review, not to mention the 6 hours every Friday during the season getting to and preparing for the game. Now, the NCAA Division I officials that I know and talk to from the Big Ten spend about 40 hours a week in the season for prep and games and whatnot, and at least 20-plus hours a week in the off season. He says that they do a lot of work.
How long does he spend being a dude?
I always get
24 hours a day.
I always get fed up with Paul
Spider.
When he talks about officiating. We officials strive to be the best. We are driven and strive to have a good game.
Said you did it on purpose.
No human can be 100%. The old saying is that when an official has a perfect game, it's time to hang it up. There is no such thing as a perfect game by an official. The men who officiate in the NFL are at the top of the officiating world, and the split-second judgment that officials need to make in pressure-filled situations is incredible. I would love to see Tubby Paul put on the stripes and work at high school game just once, and maybe he will have some more respect for the men doing a job every Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday, a job that gives little glory and mostly headaches, but it is a job that we happily do. And thanks for Fred, and bring back the accent for the Veet reviews. So,
really? Do I need to get into this one?
I didn't know officials had groupies.
Just out of, point of fact here, I never suggested that they make these mistakes on purpose. I don't think that the games are fixed. I don't think there's any lack of integrity or whatnot. I just think that the officiating as a whole in professional sports leaves a lot to be desired. I don't think it's very good.
That doesn't tell us anything.
It's not something I want to do. I don't know about you guys.
We already talked about that before.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm
what's the matter?
Yet another source is saying that Ocho Cinco got here and then left a few minutes later.
Left 10 to 15 minutes later.
It's not news. We know that.
Unless he's sick.
They
told him to get out.
Well, there's a number of
issues. There's a million reasons why they could have sent him home.
Right.
That don't involve, discipline / release.
Right.
But it is interesting that...
Now Jeff Howe has a source. Chad Ocho Cinco, quote, is on the Patriots.
Okay.
Well, you know who that came from.
Chad Ocho Cinco?
No, Stacy. Right? Don't you think? He called up and says, I want to
verify. No, it says source. He probably doesn't know yet.
But well, no.
It's very logical what Fred just said.
Right.
I'm a little surprised he chose to say it. But
no, but I'm sure if I was the PR guy.
You should say Stacy James is the director of whatever.
Hold on.
Media relations.
Hold
but
on.
It's
if
certainly
you're a reporter,
that I would have
and,
said.
And this is being talked about, part of your due diligence is to call the team, see if they have a statement. You got to
right.
Correct.
And you are 1,000% right. That's exactly what you would do.
And in the PR department's defense, if that were to happen, they might not be the first people to know whether or not
and
he was cut.
If nothing has been, issued yet, they don't know.
According to them, he's still a Patriot.
And
right.
It means nothing potentially.
Right.
Because there is a possibility that somebody else made that move and that department has not been informed.
I mean, we've seen it 1,000 times with signings. Guys sign, and then a week later they announce it. It becomes official that so-and-so is now actually a Patriot. Well, technically, he's kind of been a Patriot for a week already.
Phil,
this is a good little, on-air, live radio, Twitter,
well, like
modern
what,
media
like
age.
Like Fred said at the top, it's breaking news. It's unfolding as we speak.
Or nothing's happening at all.
Right.
Which is probably the most...
breaks. We break it.
We probably the it more up. Likely outcome here is that, it's much ado about nothing.
Well, the more likely outcome is he will be cut. It may not be today, but at some point he will be cut.
All right.
August 25th.
Let's see. I have to leave early.
You said you were staying.
It's already 2:15 almost.
Oh.
But it's time for now our week, our per show, because we're not daily and it's not weekly. So it's our
bi-weekly. No, that means every 2 weeks.
Anyway, it's time for the Veet review.
Bi-weekly is every
it's
2 weeks. You get paid bi-weekly. What's semi-weekly?
Manscaping tip of the week.
Oh, it's a deep burn.
I guess that would be it. Twice a week.
Do not put on knob and bollocks.
Semi-annual. The bollocks twice I knew and loved are gone now.
Yeah,
in
semi-weekly.
In their place is a maroon-colored bag of agony, which sends stabs of pain up my body every time it grazes against my thigh or an article of clothing.
Now, here's the always smooth Fred Kirsch.
I immediately regret this decision.
All right, today's Veet for Men hair removal review comes from Lee. It says, Sweet baby Jesus, deliver me from this torment. Possessing as I do a genital cluster that bears an uncanny resemblance and indeed aroma to Chewbacca's armpit, I decided to purchase this product. Upon applying the cream to my tassel and conkers, I was taken aback by a sudden and disturbing gasping noise followed by a sound that I can only describe as the horrific howlings from Satan's own hellhound. Cerberus. Is that right, Eric?
Yes.
As I whirled around to view the source of the noise, I perchance to glance in the bathroom mirror, and seeing my own mouth stretched agape in a terrible rictus of agony, I deduced the sound was coming from me. My eyes widening with mounting horror, I surveyed the damage occurring to my sausage and beans with no small sense of panic. My pubes were actually bubbling and fizzing in their much the same way they might be if one of James Cameron's aliens had just sprayed their acid blood on them.
Hot dogs and sausages.
There were no swear words strong enough to adequately describe the agony, and in my delirium, I began making them up. I don't recall exactly what I screamed, but I'm fairly sure the entirely new expletive funting was employed. With much haste as I could muster, I hobbled into the shower and applied cooling water to the conflagration on my crotch, which... Conflagration, I think.
Conflagration,
yeah,
yes.
Conflagration on my crotch, which only served to spread the napalm to my perineum. I am not a church-going man, but I felt the perineum? Flaming horror trickle across that tender inch of no man's land.
You should probably read these before.
I confess that I prayed aloud to Jesus and his host of angels that the advancing agony would not stray into my buttonhole. However, my prayers went unheeded, and as I felt the liquid inferno sizzle its way into my most private of eyes, I lost consciousness, but not before grabbing the shower curtain and collapsing in a disturbing echo of that famous scene from Hitchcock's Psycho. Although, believe me, being hacked to death by Norman Bates in a dress would have been a walk in the park compared to the searing agony that I endured that fateful day. So,
who knew there were so many vocabulary
Eric,
words?
You don't like
wow.
this. You don't
That's
seem...
disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God they're mostly not true.
Right.
Why don't you write your own?
Maybe that's the thing that'll get you over the hump.
Tom Brady never
the
shaved.
Manscaping.
Wow.
Bet you he's clean down there.
All right. Well, I got
you got a Brazilian.
Shaved. Yeah.
I need to get going. I have things to do before I drive to North Carolina tonight.
Oh, that's tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Right. So, you got to meet up with, what's his name?
Who's our Eldridge?
Eldridge?
Ken in North Carolina has been on the phone for like 20 minutes.
Well, he can
minutes.
Wait until after the break.
Ooh, Eric takes the big chair. Whoa!
We're
going
to take a break.
Fight,
when we come back, PBS Hour starts with Eric Scalavino.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
What would make your business better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a business checking account, better banking is a package of business solutions with preferred rates and better resources, along with customizable options designed to fit your business perfectly. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. Let us show you how dedicated we can be to your business. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Transmission?
Root canal.
Central valve?
Towaway zone!
A baby in school. That's it. Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Life is full of unexpected expenses.
Study abroad.
An exterminator.
Sleepaway camp.
Engaged.
He fractured what?
Pay for your mother's flight.
Yeah, why? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Bank of America can help you be ready for them.
Guitar.
Piano.
Tuba lessons.
Twins.
Did what on the new carpet?
Let Bank of America help you build a buffer. Regularly set aside money with automatic transfers from checking to savings. You choose how much money to move and how often.
She made nationals. Great. Where are nationals?
Automatic transfers to savings. One of the many ways Bank of America can help you stay on budget. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/solutions.
Honey, look, I bought a new vase.
Oops. Nice.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation.
It's time to get down to the oldies with Paul Perillo.
Paul, big news in the disco. Donna Summer is dead.
No!
What did she sing?
Hot Stuff, Bad Girls.
Last Dance, right?
Last Dance.
That's what everybody knows her for.
She works hard for her money on the radio. Fred likes to paint this picture of me, you know, at the discos in my prime. I would have had to have been about four at the discos.
I like disco.
I'm not afraid to admit it.
You had a Donna Summer album?
Oh, yeah. More than one.
Oh, yeah.
I love disco. I do. Still do.
Now, back to the Disco Kings of PFW in Progress. Paul Boogie Nights Perillo and Fred Roller Coaster of Love Kirsch.
Roller Coaster of Love.
Just what do you got there, Paulie?
Quick Twitter update. Greg Bedard saying that the Patriots wide receiver is back on Ocho's handle. So.
Oh, really?
He is back, folks.
So much ado about very little, then.
Less than little.
Okay. Webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket hotline, and should we just get it over with? Should we just go right to it? Ken in North Carolina, what's up, old man?
Hey, man, how are you guys doing?
Good. What's going on?
I think you were there last week. You were talking about the NFL officials with the lockout.
Yes, they're having a contract dispute with the league.
Correct.
Yep.
And they were asking about, you know, we didn't know what they made or whatever. I did do a little bit of research on this. The increase is between 5 and 11% for 7 years. And first-year guys that made $78,000. Now, I assume these are the top officials, will go to $165,000.
Wow.
And anybody that had 10 years service in 2011 made $139,000, and that will go up to $200,000. They have a retirement fund that the NFL is going to contribute. $16,500 a year, going up to $23,000 a year. Plus, they have health insurance payments, and I guess they have investment opportunities that will be given to them.
Is that the offer that the league made to them? Is that
That's correct.
Okay. And they turn.
And I think until the late 60s, maybe even into the early 70s, officials were volunteer only. And they got paid for their travel expenses, their hotel meals, that kind of thing, because they had jobs.
Okay. All right. Well, now, that's I didn't realize they made that much money, though. Did you, Paul?
I had no idea until I saw it. I went on.
I really had no idea. I didn't know. Have any clue?
This was on ESPN. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, because I have my doubts about.
Wow.
Well, how concerned though?
Worldwide leader.
How concerned are you?
Andy's back.
If Andy took a little nap there for a few minutes, how concerned are you that the season could actually start without regular NFL referees?
I am concerned. They make enough mistakes, and I think it's
I love you, Ken.
to be on the field looking at things. One time in my life, and I played in high school, college, I was asked to referee a game that was an intramural type of thing. That was a tough job. And, you know, a guy who has got 10 years experience, I want him on the field.
No, I agree. Right. I agree, Ken. Thanks for that stuff. I agree with Ken. I mean, listen, they're obviously the best at what they do. So if you put in replacements, I know I get sarcastic and smarmy about this, but if you put in replacements, you have to figure the performance is going to drop.
Mm-hmm. If all these other guys won't cross picket lines and they're lined
up, God, yeah.
Just straight off the street.
And you're just dealing with random people that say, hey.
The guy, douchebag from Illinois who thinks he's a great official.
Because he watches 10-hour film during the course of the week. You know, when he has to, you know, devote six hours of his life on
Friday. God forbid somebody spends 20 hours a week doing something that's a hobby. Oh, wait, he's getting paid for it, too? Oh, okay. Quit complaining.
Wow, Matt, you're really upset about this guy, huh?
That guy aggravated me.
You want to fight him?
I'll fight him.
Yeah, well, you're a pretty big guy, though, so you could probably take him.
Sumo wrestler. I'll take him on.
But I just, I'm preparing for missed calls that we see every week now suddenly becoming, you know, so magnified because, well, it's a replacement ref who's missing a call now. And I just feel like we see that all the time. We see calls that are missed. I got to figure there'll be more calls that are questionable.
Yeah, I would.
But
yeah,
I think so. I just don't think it'll be that huge of a deal. Just me.
Do you have any? It will be for the officials that mess up at Belichick's expense.
Oh God!
Can you imagine the verbal?
Oh my God! Yeah.
That to me is probably an underrated aspect of this whole thing as to how they handle that kind of stuff. You know, we're on the sidelines with these legendary coaches, and they're not used to getting yelled at by Bill Belichick or John Harbaugh or, you know, Mike Tomlin or whoever the case may be. How they handle that? Are they affected by it? Because right now, that's probably not something that you really have to worry about a whole lot with these guys because they're all veterans.
Do you really think they're going to bring it to the right to the edge, though? Do you think?
I have no idea. I haven't really been following the story as we talked about on Tuesday.
It seemed like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know they started negotiating. What was it, back in October, November, I think, with the league. But it seemed like this whole
is that right?
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah,
it was during the season. I know it was right around mid-season.
Just like their CBA came up.
Is it just money? Is it just... Well, then I'd tell them to go screw.
Maybe part of it is the full-time thing.
You make it 200 grand for a part-time job.
Seriously.
Beat feet.
Seriously, though. I mean, that's and then those numbers are accurate that Ken was citing. That's crazy change for what they do.
Not only that, it's a lot of money.
Plus the other stuff. $23,000 a year in your 401k or whatever, and
that's pretty good now.
Moses,
that's pretty good now.
By next year, that'll be worth at least 15.
Back in the inbox, we have our.
Please don't ruin my kids' college educations.
Ask and you shall receive. Brooklyn Matt writes in.
Douche.
Shut up, Andy.
First thing he has to say is the janitor on The Simpsons was groundskeeper Willie, and don't try to pull a technicality and say, well, he was a groundskeeper then. His duties included uneducated manual labor inside and outside the school. And Andy,
janitor.
like Fred said, you.
I think you. Why? I don't know why.
Because you were saying that he was a janitor, and Paul and I, you were getting mad at me and Paul.
Yeah, but I don't know the groundskeeper Willie either. It's not like I was trying to get by on a technicality of saying I didn't know who the janitor was.
No, I think he's yelling at Andy,
though. But he was the janitor.
And that's what he is saying. He did uneducated manual labor inside and outside the school. And Andy, like Fred said, yes, it is possible to hate everything about a person and still like them. That's our dichotomy in a nutshell, even though you'd never admit it. And
I don't like you.
He goes on because...
Yeah, I'm not sure that you hate everything about a person and then you like the person.
Right, I don't see how that's possible.
You know, and Fred's analogy, which I didn't even dare jump into during you guys screaming at each other. Rough. You know, I hate when my son doesn't do his homework. Doesn't
that's
matter.
One
well,
thing.
That's one little thing about your son that you hate. You wish he had a better work ethic. Okay, great.
And as
you
far
don't
as
hate
the,
everything about him.
The bad PCP, he has a little update for us there. He said...
he's done it.
He said, okay, yes, I've done PCP, he says, otherwise known as angel dust. As you recall, it was James Brown's drug of choice. In the summer of 1987, I was going out with this chunky, lunky skankorama from Jersey. Angel dust is a lower-class, cheap, and trashy drug, so, of course, my hot Jersey slut had some. Well, I took it one night down in the village, and boy, was I wacky. Physical proportion went right out the window. I was smoking a cigarette, and it felt like it was as... as big as a round cigar. Also, I think he's on it right now because this email makes no sense. Also, my feet feel like they were as heavy as cinder blocks, and my steps echoed with big booms as I walked down the sidewalk. I only did it once and had a freaking gas. I wouldn't recommend it to stiff sports writer types, though. You got to be loose, and you guys are too tightly wound for it. Anyway, thanks for calling on my sex, drugs, and rock and roll degenerate expertise. I'm glad to comply so you guys can occasionally live vicariously through me. Tally freaking ho!
Well, through your fictional Brooklyn interpretation of life. Douche.
Hey.
Well, we know none of this is true. I mean, he may have done drugs. That would explain a lot.
May have been, too. Yeah. Phil in Nova Scotia writes in.
Scotia.
Fred has a doppelganger in Truro, Nova Scotia. He's been at my gym the last two mornings, and it's freaking me out a bit, especially his first day because he was wearing Ocean Pacific shorts and a pink long-sleeve button-down shirt. Same face, hair, gut, big shoulders. Might be a little taller. He looks around 5'9". I couldn't stop looking at the guy. I hope I don't scare him, or worse, not scare
attract
at all.
Him.
Yeah. Anyway, regarding crowd noise, we were talking about that the last show. I think it's been getting a little better the last few years, but that may be that I've been sitting in a louder section by chance. Here's an outsider's theory why Gillette is not as loud as other stadiums. One thing I've noticed about New Englanders is they love to talk at each other and argue about anything. While some of us are yelling towards the field and the rest are too busy talking at each other and arguing about the last play to join in. Any truth to my theory?
Sure.
I will say that I think there's been some individual games lately that have stood out to me, like the Jets Monday night game 2 years ago that we blew them out.
The 45
was it Monday 7
or whatever?
Night? I think it was
whatever
a Monday night game.
45-3?
Yeah, that game. That was ridiculously loud that night. The Denver, I know that a lot of people brought up, the Denver Tebow game, the playoff game here.
So as long as we blow somebody out, we're loud.
But I think that, but it wasn't just that they blew the team out. I think the electricity, I think, was palpable. Now, I think it tends to coincide with night games. Because I think, obviously, there's a lot of preparation, in quotes, that goes into getting ready for a night game. And I think the fans are a little bit lathered up. And, you know, as Tom said, you know.
Lubed up.
Good lubed up. I think there's some games like that. But I don't think consistently it's been, you know, anything special.
The Ocho Cinco rumor speculation got so big that Pro Football Talk just tweeted out.
Still a Patriot.
A link. Chad Ocho Cinco hasn't been cut by the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yet.
Like, that was a news story.
You know, it's Barack Obama has not lost the presidency.
Are we cited in that story, in that link?
My God, I hope not.
You see Tom Curran.
God, I hope not.
You see Tom Curran had a tweet a little while ago from CSNNE. He just said something along the lines of, glad I sat out that Ocho round or something like that. But good practice for later on. And then he had a hashtag, inevitable.
Yes, we are in here, actually.
Oh, boy.
Read it. Okay, I'll start at the top. The only thing keeping
this is Pro Football Talk?
Yes, Chad Ocho Cinco from joining Terrell Owens on the NFL's literal Mr. Irrelevant list is the fact that Ocho Cinco, still has a job with an NFL team. Despite rampant rumors to the contrary, that has not changed yet. Per a source with knowledge of the situation, Ocho Cinco remains a member of the Patriots as of this posting, despite multiple accounts that he was cut. The team's official website reports he wasn't present for Thursday's practice. And the Twitter feed for Patriots.com openly asks whether Chad will still be a member of the team at the end of the day. There's a link to that, by the
calling
way.
Calling me out. Mm-hmm.
We don't know the answer to that.
The link to that is to listen to the radio show.
We don't
along
know.
With every other tweet I send out.
We don't know the answer to that question, but we do know that, as of right now, he hasn't been cut. Earlier in the offseason, Ocho Cinco agreed to drop his base salary from $3 million to $1 million in 2012. Agent Drew Rosenhaus later said that Chad has unfinished business in New England, blah, blah, blah. So we did get a mention.
Okay.
But I don't have any problem with the mention that we got.
I don't either.
I'm going to call out, I forget the wording that you used, but there are several reports that he had been cut.
There were no reports.
There were no reports that
he was reports that he was here and that he left the building after a few minutes.
But to my knowledge, nobody reported that he had
been cut. No.
Yeah, despite multiple accounts that he was cut.
No, there were no accounts. So I guarantee you,
inaccurate.
Mike Florio didn't write that post, right?
Mike Florio wrote
Mike Florio. I lose. Wow. I'm down on Florio for that. There were no accounts that he was cut.
Want me to get into a fight with him?
No, do you, I mean...
Can I?
Yeah, correct me. Am I wrong? Because otherwise we weren't aware of them.
You've been following the Twitter the whole time.
Our listeners, you know, strippers, you know, and you guys, Mikey and all you got, you usually keep us up to date on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see...
The only tweets we saw were that he was in the building and left a few minutes later. A
lot of speculation as to why he wasn't here. I didn't see anybody say he had been cut.
Right.
And my tweet that they pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
First I put Indy's practice report, Chad Ochocinco was not at practice.
Which is
Did you just
accurate.
Say something to him?
Yeah.
Why?
I said, which accounts reported he was cut? There weren't any.
And then I said...
Thanks.
I didn't sign it at PFW Paul.
Do you think that Chad Ochocinco will still be a member of the Patriots at the end of the day? PFW. And then a link to listen to the show, which I put in every single tweet that I send out during the show.
Well, it kind of really doesn't matter what you do anymore, Matt, as far as Brenton, Illinois is concerned, because he's willing to take you up on your offer.
Wants to fight him?
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Good job, Brent. I like you now.
Subject, let's go, Matt.
Nice.
Then he goes, let's go, Mr. Sumo Matt Douchebag. Anytime, being a monkey behind the glass.
He's in front of the glass
He's actually
now.
In front of the glass with us
and
now.
And he's not a monkey like the other monkey. Not even close.
Right. And posting tweets sure makes me scared. Fred did not read the important line in my email.
The one that said, I am a douche.
My point was that the NFL guys should be full-time because of the time they spend. That was my point. I was not pumping me up. Sure you weren't. I was just saying
I don't
that
think
we do
based on the time that you just talked about
better.
It needs to be a full-time job.
Plus they're paid like full-time, so I don't care about the rest.
Right. They make 200 grand. That's
Wait, so that's 5 to 11 or the 7 to 11% were annual increases in salary?
I don't know. I assume that was over the life of the deal.
The way those numbers jump, those must have been annual increases.
I blacked out in the middle of that phone call.
That's goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah,
country's going down the
pooper. I couldn't believe how much they were getting paid.
I gotta pay
for a part-time job,
even if it's a full-time job.
Well, but
only work 17 times a year.
But if
you're really good, you get a couple extras.
If it's a full-time job, I can kind of see. You know, the NFL has money to burn; they can afford that kind of stuff. I don't. But for legitimately part-time work, wow,
they don't spend anything. They get all their flights and everything taken care of. I should have gone into officiating.
Wow.
Imagine me as an official.
I was going to say when.
Those soothing conversations calming coaches down.
Yeah, I know, right? Somebody yells at you, bad call, and you're all right up in their face.
The play wouldn't even be over. I'd be running across the field.
Andy, you're not alone in calling out Pro Football Talk. Oh. Christopher Price.
He saw my, I guarantee
never
he
saw
my
a single
tweet.
Account that said Ocho had been cut. Where are those?
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed he saw my tweet and said, you know what? I'm getting in on this, too. I'm with you, Chris.
That's fine. Chris is a good guy.
Brian in Essex, Vermont writes in, guys, I'm not sure if you get much of a chance to speak with Mr. Kraft, but I just wanted to extend happy birthday wishes to him, belatedly, of course, because that was the other day. I recently found out that we share our birthdays and just wanted to say happy birthday. I hope it was better than mine. I spent the whole day moving stuff away from a radio or my PC and missed the entire show.
Why were you moving things away from your radio?
He does not say.
Ever hear of a phone?
He does not say.
Strap it to your head.
Said he wasn't.
Chris Price, shortly after I tweeted,
he jumped
Florio
into the tweet
with the same
Florio.
Thing to him. Where are those reports? There weren't any.
Yeah. So he was getting into it with him, too.
I just think it's a question that begs to be asked. if you're citing a count, because it makes it sound like the New England media has gone hysterical.
Right.
And to my knowledge, as I said, I don't know anybody who said he had been cut. And I think it's normal and natural to wonder
to speculate.
When a guy is not at practice why he wasn't at practice.
Right, and then when that same player follows up with a tweet with an Instagram photo of himself in a drawing saying there's more than football.
That was from 3 days ago. Don't listen to Fred on that one.
That was from 3 days ago?
He hasn't tweeted in over 6 hours.
See, but that fact alone, to me, lends itself to speculation. A guy who constantly tweets, even during practice.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's even tweeted during practice, so obviously he's not actually physically making the tweet unless he sets it up or something to
time it
or whatever. For him, 6 hours is a
An
long,
eternity.
Long time
right.
on Twitter. I think it's natural to wonder, but I don't think anybody, to my knowledge, said that he had been cut.
And
to suggest that there were accounts that said that he had been cut, I think, is inaccurate. There
was, oh, and he's, whoa, he's blaming
Patriots.
Us.
Patriots.com's openly speculating about it based on his absence from practice.
Speculating? That's different.
So I would go back. I would respond to that and say, no, we were wondering where he was at practice. We didn't say he had been cut.
And then we asked the fans for
speculating
as
to whether or not he had been cut is different than saying he had been cut.
Yeah, that's not a report.
And asking fans for their opinion during a show that we want to interact with
and,
the fans.
Wow, all journalistic standards and are going down the tube there.
I'll reiterate.
Unbelievable.
I'm very surprised.
Well, okay.
Mike Florio, to me, is very good at that stuff. I that surprises me that he would, unless he has something that he's actually using.
As everybody checks their Twitter feeds right now. All right, we've got, as you guys do that, I'm going to clear out the inbox a little bit here. Our buddy Chris with a T-I-A-N writes in, says he has, oh, you guys are going to, what are you laughing at? Your response that you're writing to Florio?
I said, no, actually, we were wondering why he wasn't at practice. Never said he was cut. And I ended with, Terry Bradshaw still dead?
Oh, you see, that's where you take it too far.
Did you send it? And it's on. Ding, ding. Our friend.
So what time will I be having, Fred, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I went a little too far. I know I shouldn't do that. I know I represent the paper sometimes.
Oh, we were also talking when you stepped out of the room for a second about whether if Andy ever became a high school referee and if people, the coaches started yelling that he was making bad calls, that he would get into fights.
Plays
with
wouldn't
them.
Even be over and I'd be running at him.
Who was the guy's name, the Illinois guy? Brent.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the number one reason why I could never be an official is I do not have the temperament for it. I did.
In the running.
Well, that's different now. I'm 110 years old.
God. Some of these guys are like 80.
That's part of the problem.
That is part of the problem.
Dick Pavetta.
He's talking about the NFL.
It's not an easy thing to do. Someone had called, I think it was Ken, who mentioned that he had done some intramural stuff.
Yep.
Nick Underhill joining in on the fray, too.
I did the same thing.
Pro Football Talk, we're taking you on.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's journalism 101. You have to get your facts straight.
When you come to 54's locker.
Exactly. There's a photo.
This day can't end well, by the way, because now it's one of those things.
I'm leaving early. It can end well for me.
But it's like
daycare pickup. Daycare pickup.
No, it's like one of those things when you accuse someone of wrongdoing, and you can't ever, even if the guy didn't do the wrong, you can't take it back. But what I'm saying is,
who's more credible, him or us?
If he is sitting there now saying that we did this, we're going to be guilty. No one, you think anybody's going to take the time to go back and listen to what we said? No. They're just going to assume that we said that.
What do you mean by they?
You know who I'm talking about. This day is not going to end well.
I have a feeling it's not going to end well for me. I have a feeling if I
Fred was here when this took place.
But my point is, it didn't happen. But we're never going to be able to convince anybody it didn't happen.
There's proof. It's called audio.
And you think those people are going to take the
time? The highest percentage we got was 60%. The other three were 50%.
I said 26. I said
26,
and you said 25, Eric.
Yeah, I said 25.
But I don't even care if someone
said
100.
People listen, they're going to find out what kind of idiots we are. That's the worst part of this day.
I don't care if someone said 100. No one said that he had been cut. And that was what was suggested in that post.
Well, you follow Florio. Fight back.
I don't follow Florio.
Well, it's at something.
I don't.
It's at Pro Football Talk.
I do follow that.
Let's get our listeners.
That's
to
what
help.
I follow too. That's
get our listeners to help out there too.
You have to listen,
don't be Mr. Technical, a hole.
I am just surprised that Florio did it. I thought for sure it would be one of the.
Thought
other
he was
opinions.
Better than that. He
I
reported
did.
That a guy died. Who
oh,
didn't
stop
die.
It! These mistakes happen. That's not a mistake.
Did you get a response yet from that one though?
That's
Andy?
Not a mistake. Nothing. What he wrote. I think he intentionally made it stronger than it needed to be. I don't think that was a mistake.
Don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off.
Nothing yet, huh?
He won't fire back. He's a poona.
Oh.
No, I got one from Premium Mike on Overall. Mike, I thought it said Mike Florio. He just said, go get him, Andy. And read his email. He wants you to read his email.
I haven't gotten one from him yet.
Oh.
But I do have an embarrassing gym story from Chris with a T-I-A-N.
Okay.
Guys, he writes.
More embarrassing than Florio not knowing how to read and report?
Apparently. I have an embarrassing yet funny story for the crew at PFW. So, I'm at the gym the other day and finished up working on shoulders. I don't want fat shoulders like Fred, so I make sure to work them hard like every other body part. Paul's walking out on the story.
He didn't care for the story.
I then head up to get a run on the treadmill. Place was packed. So there was only one treadmill open. I get on it, stretch out, and start my run. There's a girl to my right who's absolutely adorable. Early 20s, brunette, absolute body to die for.
Possibly, she's not adorable. She's smoking.
Possibly of South American descent. Eric, you'd love her. About 10 minutes go by, and this old-timer comes up and says he's looking for his keys. So I check the cup holder, like everybody else, and sure enough, the guy left them in my cup holder. Guy must have been a janitor or something because he had like 20 keys on this thing.
Plus he had a Scottish accent.
That's what I was just thinking. I do a quick glance and see that he's behind me. I take the keys, do a rondo behind the back pass to him while yelling, "Heads up!" The adorable chicken next to me screams and puts her hands up to her face. She then looks at me and starts laughing. I stop running, turn around. I see the old timer. He's down on one knee. Grabbing his equipment, in quotes, looking at me like he wants to do me serious harm. "You didn't have to throw him at me! Jesus Christ!" I've never felt so bad in my entire life. I said I thought he was looking at me, and that's why I just threw them. I apologized up and down. I offered to buy him a water or a protein drink. He politely said no and went on his way. As I head back to the treadmill, everyone's looking at me and laughing at me. My face was the color of an apple. Worse yet, brunette was gone and replaced by some guy who looked like Paul.
All right.
I thought maybe he had broken the ice with the girl and this was going to be a good story.
It sounded like it was going down that direction, but...
Oh, man.
No, Christian. Wow. That's good stuff, though.
Still nothing from Pro Football Talk.
Nothing, huh?
What a vagina.
All right. Mikey Vandalism's email just came in. He says, even though we still don't know if Chad Ochocinco's been rumored to be released, reportedly still on the roster. So do you think it's only a matter of time before he's inevitably cut? If he is cut, now he can have ample time to catch on to a new team. Maybe the Jets, Holmes, and Hill are injured.
Careful, Andy. You don't want to be quoted here.
Yeah, right. No, I do think your head was just really close.
Did you hear the rest of that story, Paul?
No, and he doesn't need to.
Oh, it's too bad.
I'm sorry.
Christian.
The bathroom was occupied the first time, by the way.
Está ocupado. Yeah, I think we all believe he's going to get cut.
Mm.
I think we all think he's a long shot to make the roster, whether that's next week, next month, or August 25th.
The first cut down date, and I say the 25th, not knowing that that's the date.
Careful,
itself.
Florio will report that Patriots are expected to cut Chad Ochocinco on the 25th.
Well, and I think that's part of what gets us in trouble is
that's the
they still haven't
right there.
Some people still haven't figured out that because this is on Patriots.com does not mean it's necessarily an official statement released by the team. We're speculating. That doesn't mean that we are the Patriots speculating that we're going to cut them. We are. Journalists that are hired to cover the Patriots.
Question. In that report, did they say it was the official Patriots Twitter account? Because that would also be incorrect information.
No, I think they said Patriots.com.
Okay, I was going to say.
I think they said the official website has said he wasn't at practice, which is true.
That is accurate.
And that the Patriots.com Twitter feed, something said he was, I don't know.
Okay. Listen to the disclaimer.
No, just listen. You don't even have to listen to the disclaimer.
Just listen. Right.
Just open your ears. Maybe you got too many jobs, Florio. Maybe you sold out when you went to NBC. And now, NBC
right.
Talk, and I'm doing TV, and I got to be ready to do everything. Why don't you do your job you started out at, one that I won't even say you were good at because you reported that Terry Bradshaw died.
You're an angry, angry, bitter, big-headed.
Do I not have right to be angry in this?
You do have a right to be a little angry.
I didn't say that quite properly.
No, I know what you mean.
Florio, don't start listening now. That wasn't a good sentence to start with.
Don't start listening now. Stop. Come back. Listen again.
Yeah, log off.
Come back again.
No, that's why I brought it up in the first place. When you read the post.
Irresponsible.
Where did those accounts
People
come
don't
from?
Think.
And then, initially I was wondering, how do we miss them, you know,
because we were them,
and then
no,
to find out
on the case,
to find out that we were part of it, to me now that does anger me.
It does is make you disbelieve everything you ever read on that website, because when you assume he's well connected and has sources and knows things, now we know he's just doing the Andy Hart skim and not even really getting the whole story from anything he reads.
It's just like,
or hears.
How many times do we say it with the national guys, various national guys, when we see something about that they write about the Patriots, and we say, "Wow, that's 100% wrong."
Yeah, right.
And then we automatically say to that guy, "I am going to keep that in mind when I read about him writing about the Philadelphia Eagles."
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done that many times with various national guys.
The first doppelganger we had from Fred was in Nova Scotia.
Correct.
Earlier, right? Oh, apparently the doppelganger has moved on to California because Lyndon in Colton writes in and says he has a gym story to top Christian's, I guess.
It's Jim Story Day.
I know, it's Jim Story Day here.
Paul's going to actually leave the show. He has no way to participate.
Well, that's what he did with the last gym
story. I wasn't able to drop down my dumbbells and wear my Zubas.
He says, guys, could have sworn I saw Fred at the gym a while back. His doppelganger walked into the gym wearing an old skin-tight football jersey with the sleeves cut off. It was dark blue with a gold 12 on it. I know Brady wasn't 12 at Michigan, but the jersey made me think. Brady, Michigan? Just this and the fact he looked like Fred made me laugh a little, and the situation only got funnier. He went over to a bench, loaded 285 onto the barbell. He went into this 10-minute stretching routine that started to make me wonder if he was actually going to bench press or if his idea of working out was just putting the weight on the barbell.
Like Paul.
When he finally laid down to bench...
Well, I didn't waste all that time.
When he finally laid down to bench, he pulled his legs and feet up onto the bench and started this heavy breathing thing, drawing everyone's attention to him. He then let out this deafening grunt, started to lift the weight off the supports, and lifted his body so far off the bench that only his shoulders and tippy toes were touching. He lost his balance,
cheater,
nearly fell off the bench. After he regained his balance, he did a couple of painful sounding reps. When he went to rack the weight, he hit the bottom of the supports, nearly falling off the bench again. At this point, the entire gym's watching him. Three staff members rush over to help him. Before they get there, he successfully racked the weight, red-faced from physical exertion and probably embarrassment. He put up his hands as if to say, "It's okay, guys. I'm Jake Steele." To finish off his superset, he went over to the pull-up bar, proceeded to do this leg kick air hump thing five or six times. I think they were supposed to be pull-ups, but I couldn't really tell. I really wanted to take a picture or video to send in to you guys, but figured that would just be creepy.
A little bit.
That's pretty good.
I just think it's funny and ironic that all Fred's doppelgangers hang out at gyms.
Right.
He doesn't go to the gym.
Well, that's because
he have a computer
that's
chip.
He's got the computer chip that's helping him work out. Finally, Lyndon ends with, last week Paul said that LeBron James couldn't be the best basketball player ever, could have been the best basketball player ever if he had Michael Jordan's drive. When he said this, it made me think of Randy Moss and what seemed like lack of motivation to be the best he could be. Do you think Moss had the physical skills to be the best ever?
Yep. I think it's a very apropos analogy.
I do too.
I think Randy Moss is more talented than Jerry Rice.
Okay, new news.
Do you think?
Adam Schefter reports Chad Ochocinco left Patriots Complex before today's OTA.
We knew that.
To attend an eye doctor appointment. Contrary to speculation, he was not released.
Okay. See, at least that's written properly.
Now we know why he couldn't read the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
But at least that's written properly. I think that the speculation that he had been released is still strong.
Yep.
But at least he didn't say that there's reports that say he was released.
No, that's
handy.
That's
strippers had a good idea. Push-up contest, settle it.
I'd kill Flo. Although
with Florio?
He's skinny and wiry. Doesn't have a lot of weight to move, but I think I'd beat him. Although my pec's still a little sore.
If you do the push-ups the way you did him against Fred, you definitely would beat him.
Oh, I bleep and blow him out of the water. How tall is he? He looks like he's a tiny
Florio?
Little featherweight.
I don't know. I've never seen him.
He looks like he's smaller than you.
He looks small.
I don't think he's that.
Really? I don't think he's that small. It's not getting ridiculous here. No, I think he's smaller. I mean, he looks like a twig.
Like Reese?
An absolute
I've never met
twig.
Him in person. I don't think I've ever seen him in person. Never come across him anywhere? Super Bowls?
No.
I'm sure he has been somewhere Combine where we've anywhere? Been. With all the Super Bowls that we've been at, Andy, I'm sure we've run into him. But
that's a fact. We've been to a lot of Super Bowls, Florio. You can write that.
I don't remember seeing him.
Bitch.
Anyway, I've seen a lot of his guys.
He's a lawyer. I should be careful.
Greg Rosenthal.
His guy was at the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Right? We saw Greg Rosenthal at the Combine.
Had he written this, I wouldn't have been surprised, because he writes a lot of stuff that I think is wrong
and
stupid.
Well, I didn't realize that you had to see that as an opportunity to take a rocket shot at a poor guy.
I generally thought Florio was pretty good and conscientious.
And that's why I said, I bet you Florio didn't write that.
That everything else he does is crap, because this was crap.
Could it have been a situation where he has, like...
Somebody else writing it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
With his name on it?
Maybe.
But I don't
think that's irresponsible.
It's his name on it.
That's irresponsible.
But they have a lot of different bylines on that
right.
site.
They actually use
it. They have Evan Silva, Josh Alper, Michael David Smith, Greg Rosenthal. I don't see why, if someone else had written that, they wouldn't have just put their name on it. Although, in full disclosure, Andy Hart and I did that today. Andy Hart wrote a thing on Markelle Carter getting released, and I posted it for him because his internet was down. So it's under my name.
The internets. His interwebs.
Florio's gone awful quiet. What a pussy.
He hasn't responded to any of your tweets?
You know why? He's listening now. He goes, those guys are psychos. I'm out of here.
JJK writes in, says he thinks Fred looks like a younger John Dennehy.
John Dennehy.
John
Don't
Dennehy,
know who
actor?
That is.
Right?
Don't know who that is.
I think you would know. A character
would.
Actor. From, I think
can
you
half
would.
See him.
Yeah.
John Dennehy.
Yeah.
I know Brian Dennehy.
Maybe that's who he's. That's who I'm thinking of.
And
Brian
I don't think
Dennehy.
He looks like Fred. He's about three Freds.
Yeah, he's, no, but he's a pretty big
he's
dude.
A big
he the
guy.
Father on
Brian
Corky?
Dennehy. That's who I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Corky. Life
Corky.
Goes on?
Yeah.
I don't know what the father is.
Was he a Scottish janitor?
Florio, if you are listening, I apologize.
This is more good stuff that you missed.
We are morons. You are probably right because we are idiots.
And you also are a multimillionaire, so take that.
Despite the fact that you don't report facts.
Cast the check and tell
us. Must be nice to pull the wool over on
NBC. Up.
Canadian Mike in Florida is one angry man.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We're all angry.
No, right. But he's angry for a reason that you're not going to like. He
That's
says,
okay.
I get it already. Okay, I put this cream on my nuts and it hurts. I get it. It was funny the first 18 times, but enough already. Let's move on, guys. I think we beat this one to death. In more ways than one. I still love the show, and today's blow-up was great, but please, no more fake stories about the whatever cream. Back to Patriots talk. Looking at the Pats schedule.
But the one person he's addressing isn't here.
Isn't here, unfortunately.
That's Fred's little baby.
I tend to agree with him.
I kind of do, too.
He says, looking at the Pats schedule, perfect season sounds feasible. I say 20% chance. What do you think? Perfect season?
20% chance. Less than that.
Less than that. It's really, I mean.
No, I agree, but they have a chance. Because
they
have a chance.
They have a chance
every year
in
the last whatever.
They're a very, very good team. And when that happens,
you're talking three to four games that could go either way.
Green Bay had a chance last year.
So what's three or four out of 16? Four is 25%. Three would be something less than 25%.
But you have to take intangible factors into
that. Oh,
it's
a million things. So a million things that come into it.
But they've done it. They have the best coach. They have the best quarterback. They have the best.
That's why I wouldn't dismiss it as being zero.
I still, no. I'd put it only at like maybe 10, 15%.
Sure. 15 is the answer.
What do you got? 4%?
5%?
5%. 5%?
You want to fight Florio?
He still wants
you
to
would
fight.
Kill him.
I don't know.
You still want to fight
you
Brent.
Could just put him down and belly flop him.
Pro Football Talk think has tweeted since then. They just tweeted a story up.
Yeah,
not responding to Andy.
Was it Florio? Or was it somebody else? Mm.
Some of those other teams, I think, have a similar 10, 15% chance, too. I mean, I think Green Bay could
the Packers.
You know, certainly.
Look at Price's last tweet with Pepe.
Oh, Florio is tweeting about Ty Warren now. Oh, he's moved on. He's too much of a...
What did Ty Warren do?
It's a story about him
money
back.
Yeah. I thought he said he wasn't going to.
No, he took like a $2.5 million pay. Well, that came yesterday.
If he didn't do that, that request came from his wife.
Because he had a press conference yesterday.
I thought he was done over there.
No, he missed the year with an
injury. No, I know he missed the year, but I thought...
And then he didn't want to take a pay cut, so the speculation was that he was going to get released. But evidently he said, sure, I'll take it.
Oh, it was just speculation. It wasn't reports that he was done in...
Good, Eric.
He did actually get a... it's technically, I guess, a renegotiation, because unlike Ocho Cinco, who took a pay cut, he got a $250,000 signing bonus to drop his salary to $2.5-3 million.
So he got a bonus to take less.
He's still making out in the
end. No, he's still, I mean, he's
guy
still,
hasn't played a meaningful down in a couple of years.
He's made some good money in this league.
One of my favorites.
He
nice
has
man.
Made some good money.
And
in this
that
league.
Was the reaction yesterday because, what's her name? The girl, Broncos something, reporter, Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay Jones.
Lindsay Jones.
Was tweeting, you know, he's at the podium now, just finished up talking to Ty Warren. And for the first time since he missed all of last year, finally got to see the guy that New England reporters raved about or something. So she had a very good impression after spending some time actually speaking with him.
And I don't follow Lindsay Jones. She worth a follow?
I'm not sure I follow her either. I think I may have gotten it through
retweeted
a retweet.
It or something.
I would follow her during the week that we play the Broncos. The rest of it is
Eric
really
follows
not
her
because
she's a girl. And he's keeping his options open.
She's probably too old.
For him and 30, not hot enough.
30.
She's not 22, buxom and beautiful. So Eric's like, oh, no interest.
JJK.
I actually
wonder
don't know
why
what
it's
like
going on a decade now that he hasn't got his winky wet.
JJK has another doppelganger comparison. He sends in a photo this time. He says, Andy Hart's doppelganger. And the photo is of Ian Rappaport.
Oh, go F yourself.
Oh, John, that's not nice.
I'm much taller than him, better looking.
Did you see Strippers Oklahoma team?
Less annoying. Yeah.
Lost. After winning game one, lost the next two.
So they choke in softball, much like they choke in football.
All right, we'll end with...
Don't they have a losing record in bowl games under Stoops?
I think that might be accurate.
A losing record in
I
bowl
believe
games?
They're like 3-5 or something of that nature under Stoops.
I know they lose the big ones.
Right.
All right, last email of the day. It's from Jacob with a K in Denmark. Says, do you think Brady will be number one on the NFL Network top 100 players of 2012? If not, who will?
A-Rod.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
It's my guess. I don't know. I don't have that. It's not like they give us that list.
I think it's a pretty safe bet.
That's
isn't
my
very
guess.
Definitive though.
Rodgers will probably be one. Brady probably two or three.
Yeah, yeah. Brady's not falling far from one. But there are a bunch of Patriots coming, I would assume, because we're down to 30.
Do you think there's?
I believe
an outside...
we're down to 30, and you. I mean, I got to think Gronk is going to be in there. I think Welker is going to be in there now. Mm-hmm. He was like 50 last year. I got to assume he's now a top guy.
That's three
Brady.
Right there.
Have we gotten Will Fork yet?
Will Fork.
Yeah, he took the big fall.
He already came?
Will Fork and Mankins we already had.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be Welker, Gronkowski, Brady somewhere in the next three sets of 10.
Yep.
Did you know? Quick side rant.
Paul Perrin.
Not only do they break the top 100 into 10 different groupings, not only do they have a reaction show after each list of 10.
You just hate so many things.
They had a recap show at the 50 point to catch everybody up to the 100 through 50 before we continue through 50 to 1. Are you freaking kidding me?
How long
really?
Is that?
STJ
an hour.
Like.
An hour.
All these shows are an hour. Florio.
And no response. Before we wrap this up, no final
nothing
response?
Nothing from Florio. No, nothing. I mean, he took his geeky internet tablet and went home like the vagina he is.
And Mike, despite that rocket shot, don't stop what you're doing. Andy and I love what
you're
doing. I
love your website.
We've been following.
This is what I do. I lash out.
Right. We've been following you since long before you went Hollywood on us and got the big time NBC gig. So don't stop what you're doing. And yes, we will continue to criticize because that's what we do.
OTAs are officially over, but training mini camp starts next Tuesday.
Something to watch for.
Yes.
Brian Waters.
Potentially.
The only guy non-injured mm-hmm. that we haven't seen. Mandatory, hands in quotes.
If he's not there, would that be considered a holdout?
Yes.
Speculate away, Florio.
No, it's called mandatory. If you're not there, you're a holdout.
I don't know yet if we're doing the 1 o'clock schedule for the show next week because I'm not sure we have the. Yeah.
There's a chance that both shows next
times,
week will be 1 to 3,
that,
but we don't know yet.
So stay flexible. We'll let you know when we know. But
we like them flexible.
One way or another, we'll see you next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.